If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. Well, it's the atomic weight of mercury.
Wow, that was hard to listen to.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Hippies, I mean, period. Hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. Hippies.
Thank you for pointing that out. You're the smartest guy I know.
I'm getting kind of sick of your attitude, all of you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You goddamn dumb stoner.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Roll another one.
What a great pot party.
Just like the other one.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to quit.
God damn it, I love
it. I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
This show sucks.
Roll another one.
Roll some more joints.
Just like the other one.
Wake and bake.
This one seems to be about to end.
I'm gonna smoke pot. Every day.
I don't have another cent.
I think pot should be legal for medicinal purposes and entertainment purposes, but that's it.
I'm so high.
Let's pass it around.
I am so big.
And now,
are you high?
No.
Look at me with your bloodshot eyes and say that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:33, and it is Friday the 30th of the January.
It's time to face the hole.
Oh, wow. That's just ugly and inappropriate.
When you have to find a different one for every day,
you gotta
go with whatever you can do.
1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number for the Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. How about Coachella information, ladies and gentlemen? How about what you've been waiting for?
We've been talking about Coachella and kind of teasing it for a long time, but they've been having trouble finalizing everything.
There's a lot to finalize when you think about it.
So they keep putting us off and putting us off. I don't know if you saw the LA Times yesterday, but there was an article on Ryan Seacrest and how he announced the Coachella lineup.
I heard about that.
Based on, you know, all of the rumors. There's hundreds of rumors of bands out there.
Mm-hmm.
Based on about 3 days ago, somebody telling Ryan what Coachella was.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get me some of that.
Yeah. So he made this big announcement, and the LA Times said he was dead wrong.
Yeah.
There were some that were right, but for the most part, the words were dead wrong.
But well, at least he was first.
Yep, he was.
We have the complete lineup for you at krock.com, the front page right now. And here are a few of the highlights of what you can expect if you're going to get tickets for Coachella. And by the way, something new that they're going to be doing with the tickets that we'll tell you about in a moment.
Where can I get them? I mean, they're like,
We haven't.
We're going to get to that. Some of the, of course, there's too many to read them all, but some of the names you'll want to know about headlining Friday night, April 17th, is Paul McCartney. I guess a lot of people had been expecting that, and it is, in fact, confirmed.
Paul McCartney, Morrissey, and Franz Ferdinand. That's pretty good on Friday.
That's
not a bad, yeah. Leonard Cohen is playing that night, the Black Keys, the Ting Tings, Crystal Method. I mean, there's the Airborne Toxic event, who you know we've been supporting for a long time here at K-Rock. There's a ton of, you know, a ton of great bands. The Hold Steady is a great band you got to see, Kevin, if you're out there.
Jeff, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
Just go down there.
Huff. Saturday, April 18th, at the top of the bill, you got the Killers along with Amy Winehouse, Thievery Corporation, TV on the Radio. Also, the Band of Horses and Fleet Foxes are playing that night. Mike Mastodon is playing on Saturday. Come on. And Henry Rollins. How much are you there?
Let's not just run past Amy Winehouse, if you don't mind.
Yes,
come
I know.
On.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So that's Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday night, April 19th, is headlined by The Cure.
Sure.
Mm.
And the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and My Bloody Valentine and Throbbing Gristle.
What?
Yep.
Which you I didn't read make it, that up?
No. Nope.
That's really a band.
Didn't make that up.
Oh,
Anthony and the Johnsons are going to be there. Ex-Public Enemy, Jenny Lewis. That's a cool night, by the way, Sunday. So those are just a few of the bands that you can expect to find. Again, the complete lineup is at krock.com. April 17, 18, and 19 at the Indio Polo Fields. Now, here's what you need to know is that tickets go on sale this morning at 9 o'clock through Ticketmaster.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
That's why we kept saying you ought to keep listening to find out the information because, you know, stuff like this happens and you find out about it tonight, you know, you may be bummed out. So not that it's likely to sell out in an hour or anything like you know, like some shows.
Right.
They have
right.
a lot of room out there. But 9 o'clock this morning at Ticketmaster.com, you can charge by phone and or go to Ticketmaster. The thing that they are doing differently this year is that if you want to go to the all 3 days, you want to get the festival tickets and the on-site camping, which a lot of people like to do. This year, they're offering a 50% down option. You can pay 50% now and then the other 50% on April 1st. So if it's a little too pricey for you to come up with it all today, they do give you that option, which
oh,
is pretty cool.
That's nice. Yeah,
which
definitely.
Is nice, I think.
So again, Coachella, this is the real list, not speculation.
Not Seacrest list.
Friday, April 17th, Paul McCartney, Morrissey, Franz Ferdinand, and 100 other bands. Saturday, April 18th, The Killers, Amy Winehouse, Thievery Corporation, and 100 other bands. And then Cure on Sunday night, April 19th, My Bloody Valentine, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and a bunch more. So there's your list. All the details
Yay!
Are up at krock.com.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
We haven't really checked on room availability yet, as we are just now announcing it.
We'll get back to you, huh?
Yeah.
How
right,
far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, you know?
You can call about Coachella or anything else right now for Kevin Means What
and
It Mean to You.
And when did the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Get in the air, get a prize. That's how we roll. And today it's a pair of tickets to the AMA Supercross on Saturday, February the 7th at Angel Stadium. Those tickets also available at Ticketmaster. Who's first today?
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
Yep. There's one thing we know. It's that the Hoff loves to rock. Let's start with Jason, who's calling from Victorville. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jason?
What it do?
So, I know Lisa's going to agree with me on this one, but... Do you guys notice that Mike's getting progressively worse with his background noises?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that they were worse.
Really? You haven't noticed that he's been stepping up the badness?
It's been equally bad to me.
You guys probably have a comfy closet over there for him or something. You could stuff him in, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, he came out of the closet a long time ago. Nothing we can do. I mean, aren't we, though, serious? I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Jason, but aren't we talking about degrees of whether he's 98% annoying or 99% annoying? I mean, how much of a difference can it really make?
Yeah, that's true. He can't get much worse at this point.
Really?
I'm with you on that one.
Maybe death sentence is the only thing. You know, Puppy Lake. That's pretty much leave him alone or Puppy Lake at this
There's
point.
There's really no in-between.
Right.
You're right.
Let's go to Jesse in Irwindale. Good morning, Jesse.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jesse?
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to ask you guys why some panhandlers could get so effing pushy after you tell them that you already don't have any change.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them aren't really right in the head.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
And there's no reason for them not to be. They don't have anything to lose.
I know.
They probably just take for granted that you're lying because a lot of people say no.
Yeah.
So, and at that point, you know, like you guys are saying, what's the downside of being pushy? But, man, sometimes it's a little scary.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're saying bad customer service.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly, yes.
He asked me to get money from the ATM.
He asked you. I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out. He asked you to get money out of the ATM for him?
Yeah. Because I told him I didn't have any money and all I had was my ATM card,
right.
Which was totally true. And he was like, well, you could go pull some money out of the ATM and such.
Well, he's got a point.
That's why you carry a cattle prod with you at all times, too, by the way. Is for unpleasant conversations like that.
I've seen bad situations like this. This one dude that I know pretty much ran over a bum in the in the alley.
That's silly. Yeah. That would never happen.
Oh, dear God.
I could not believe it.
I hope he's in jail
now.
That's silly.
And then just left him clinging for life. Who knows whether that poor bum lived or died?
Well, he left the state, so I don't know this guy, but he left the state.
How do you know?
Oh, I don't know. It's a silly. That's made up story. Made up story.
Let's talk to Roberto in Fontana, who I wish we had nothing but time to discuss this one today. Because this is blowing my mind. Roberto, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, yeah, so I checked. We've had a couplet. Also has six other kids. And two of those kids are twins already. So we have 14 kids total.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Now, for folks who don't speak Roberto, the woman had octuplets earlier this week. And then it was revealed that she has six children under the age of what, Lisa, at
home
already?
Seven, from 2 to 7 years old.
Yeah, six kids, seven or under. Oh, did I say at home? I mean in her 2 or 3 bedroom house that she lives in with her parents.
Yes.
Yeah, and she doesn't have, there's no father figure in any, for any of those
Not
kids.
That they've been able to find so far. I'm sure the press is looking. I heard like a neighbor, the press went to the neighbor to want to talk to her, and she refused unless they gave her some cash.
I heard the neighbors were saying they're not aware of any kind of a boyfriend or certainly there's no husband, but they're not aware of any kind of a boyfriend in this woman's life, and that the six kids, they're not sure if any of them have the same parents except for the twins.
Why would you want to have that many kids right now when everybody is the economy is so bad right now?
I'm guessing she's not right in the head either. I mean, there's no way that you could say she should rationally be able. I mean, she obviously is irrational.
The good news is the state of California is flush with cash right now.
That's true.
And since you guys are the ones who are going to be paying to raise those kids for the rest of their lives, congratulations.
Yep. Yep.
You're a father, Kevin. Congratulations.
I was not hoping to hear that today. I got to be honest. That is not what I was looking for.
What's the deal, though?
Yeah.
What
already
is
had
the deal?
Already had six kids. That is just crazy.
And went on fertility drugs.
Yep.
And I'm going to say maybe six is enough.
Rachel in Glendale.
Glendale.
Good morning.
Hey, what did you guys?
What it do?
What it do?
Okay, you know, I grew up in Glendale, you know.
Glendale,
the Armenian guys who like look at me. I'm a white girl, so you know, like I'm used to being looking at, you know, like as an object, right?
Yeah, you and me both.
Nothing wrong with that. But go ahead.
So, you know, you think I'd be used to, you know, something that happened? Okay, on Sunday, basically, I was at a park here in Glendale, and a beamer. Not to be offensive to you.
No,
they love beater.
How could that be offensive?
Couldn't think of one other word.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so you're in the park with a wetback. Then what happened?
He came up to me. I was done using the restroom, and they came up and they asked for sex for money, basically.
Okay, and
how much did you get?
How was it?
Yeah. I said no.
What
was it? More than one guy?
No, it was just one.
Just one guy. Mm-hmm.
Well, how long would that have taken you? What, were you in a hurry?
I
don't understand.
Well, gross.
Oh, gross. Well,
wait a minute.
Charged more.
Wait a minute. That doesn't work, going up to a woman in a park and asking her for that?
I wonder if it's ever worked for that guy.
Ever.
I mean, you got to wonder.
Yeah, one time.
Someone said, dude, it's just a numbers game. And you just got to ask enough.
I
try it 100 times. All you need is one, and then you're set for the night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Rachel.
It's a kid's park, and kids don't, you know, like, kids don't deserve that.
No, well, no, of course not.
Well, I don't
think. Do you think they knew about it?
They may not. I mean, you could have hidden it from them, though. You know what I'm saying.
You could have taken the edge off, and the guy would have left.
Could have done your
Rachel.
Duty, your American duty.
I don't know if you came to us for advice or counsel or what, but we're giving you the best stuff we got here.
Like, do the public service thing, you know, like, so kids know in Glendale there's this park.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. San Fernando and Brand. You know, like,
okay.
Be
right.
Careful there, people. I want people to be safe.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
Or if you're looking to earn a little fast cash, that's good news for the adults listening as well. So there you go. She sounded less than pleased with our response.
Yeah, I don't think...
She was awesome. he was a beaner, not to be offensive, but he was.
Hello, Mexicans.
That was great. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. We have the movie beat today. Ralph will tell you about the new movies in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go to Tampa, Florida, where Super Bowl 43 is happening Sunday. We're going to talk to Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, great.
We are going to have some American Idol highlights. I guess last night was the last bad audition show.
Yeah, it was pretty weak sauce.
Was it?
It was pretty weak sauce. But now they go to Hollywood. Now Hell Week begins, and they start narrowing down from the people they got around the country and start looking for this year's idol.
Kevin, I'm sorry to say, I think I may be hooked.
Oh,
I think I got drawn in this
time. It's a fun show.
It's the way it happens every time.
I know.
I'm by myself, and everybody in the hallway is talking about it.
I want to be one of the gang.
What? What's wrong with Bean? He may have had a stroke.
What?
I think Bean may have had a stroke and didn't tell
anyone. There could be. I mean, he might not even know. That happens sometimes.
The proof on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah. Ralph's rant, he's hopping mad, and it's not going to be good for the object of the rant, which will happen.
It never is.
In about 20 minutes. So that's
look what he did to Johnny Grant when he got mad at Johnny Grant. I just dropped dead.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break in Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
Kevin, happy birthday to Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Not my
congratulations,
birthday
man.
Well, not
you
Rodney.
Look great. And
my birthday's 3 months away.
And you're vital, and congratulations.
I don't know what that means.
Rodney seems very excited. All right. It is a Friday morning. If you're just waking up, by the way, we did make the announcement of the complete Coachella lineup, and it is available for you at KROQ.com. Plus, you can buy your ticket starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Again, all those details on the front page of KROQ.com. Ralph, what are you talking about?
I have news that is so wonderful that it's almost enough to make me happy.
No
way.
That's
got to be wonderful news.
No way.
You believe that?
Nope.
I don't remember the last time you were happy.
Carl's Jr. has answered our prayers. This coming right from the advertising
the
company that works with them.
They're doing a follow-up.
They have expanded Tamra Brown's sexy 15-second spot into a longer 30-second commercial, and it's going to air here in Los Angeles during the Super Bowl.
Wow. Awesome.
It's Tamra getting dressed and squishing her boobs together and driving over to her loser boyfriend's house who's playing video games on his car. It's her spot. They have decided to give her own little sequel.
Fantastic.
And you're excited?
You're welcome, Tamra.
You're excited by that?
I am very excited about that. How could I not be?
Thanks.
You're welcome, honey.
That's her.
She's just so adorable.
Thanks.
Was there a spark when she came in the other day, Ralph? Did you feel the electricity between you two?
Did you see her macking out with me in those photos on the website? All over me?
No.
Yeah?
I didn't notice that in the body language
kissing
at all.
Me. She's kissing me. Oh, what kind of body language do you need when a girl's kissing a dude?
A woman who's pretending to make it look at a photo like she's kissing somebody so she can get the hell out of the building?
I know you have little experience with women kissing you, so you wouldn't recognize it, but it's an actual kiss.
Bean's experience with women is 100% trying
pretending
to get out of the building.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all he knows.
Anyway, that's good news for
thanks.
America.
So cute.
Bad news for Khloe Kardashian, however. Apparently she and her NBA boyfriend, Rashad McCants, have split up.
What happened?
He decided to date a woman.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently his sexual preference has shifted.
Sure.
And Khloe wasn't filling the bill.
You can't fight that, though.
She says on her blog, the last 7 months have been great, and we will remain close friends.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Khloe will be working on the next edition of Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing in craft services or as a grip or something. Because she's not a celebrity.
No, she's not.
No. Her sister, who's the famous one in the family, is not even a celebrity.
I want to work with the Donald. Now that I've broken up with Rashad McCants.
China Kardashian. Anna Faris is off the market. Star of the House Bunny and all around cutie. Is engaged to Chris Pratt, an actor who was in Bride Wars, Lisa, your movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if he was one of the husbands-to-be.
They got engaged late last year, says her representative. She's 32, by the way. He's 29. So she's going for the youngest.
She looks fantastic for 32.
She does. She looks very youthful.
Yep.
Yeah. She looks like a teenager. Good news for Matilda Rose, who, of course, is Heath Ledger's daughter. Finally, the insurance company has settled with Heath's estate.
Just now?
Yeah. And she will get the $10 million death benefit that is due her.
They were trying to squirrel out of that, right?
Yeah. They were claiming suicide, which would negate the payout.
Insurance companies below.
They don't. They really don't like parting with their money.
They
for sure
love taking your money.
Yeah. They'll cash your checks. but they don't like to ride them.
Remember in Katrina that they turned down most people because it was water damage and they weren't covered for water damage? But hurricanes, yes. Water, no.
Sure.
Or well, whatever.
How often do you get water in a hurricane, though?
They weaseled out. Oh, so ugly.
Yeah, they had to do an investigation whether the death was a suicide, and now they're finally satisfied with the evidence that it was an accident, and so she will be getting her father's insurance benefits. So
I'm glad.
And if I remember, shortly after Heat's death, the police ruled it a suicide, and the medical examiner ruled it a suicide.
I mean, excuse me, an accident overdose in both cases. Yeah,
yeah. There was really no talk of suicide.
Within a month,
no talk
maybe?
At all, right.
A month?
Within a month, right?
Less than that.
Less than that, yeah.
The police on the scene said... By all accounts, it was an accidental overdose,
right.
And so not a suicide, yeah. Someone else is coming to Jessica Simpson's defense for being fat.
It was all over Inside Edition.
It's everywhere.
And
it's the hottest story
tonight.
In America.
And then they did a story about how she could lose it all in a week.
Meet the Press
crazy.
This weekend is going to have...
Nope, that's not the case.
They're having Condoleezza Rice on to talk about it, and I think Dick Cheney's going to stop by.
Dude, I believe you. It was unbelievable.
I mean, I'm doing it sort of ironically, talking about it as if it's important, but some people are taking it very seriously.
Does my butt look big?
And one of these people is Catherine Bach.
Who's that?
She was the actress who played the original Daisy Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard.
What?
They went to Catherine Bach for her opinion.
Well,
really?
Of course they did.
See, because Jessica Simpson played Daisy Duke in the movie.
Fatty.
So they went to TV's Daisy Duke for her take.
Fat.
And she says it's a shame that Jessica has been attacked for superficial reasons, and it sends a bad message to young girls that you have to be skinny to fit in.
You're fat.
Listen, Catherine Bach, first of all, you've put on some pounds. Have you seen her lately?
No.
Here's some chocolate fat, too.
She would not fit into her Daisy Dukes.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
What was it, 30 years ago?
But this has nothing to do with a message to young girls. This is about Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Telling us how sexy she is, washing a car in the video for These Boots Are Made for Walking, showing us her ass and saying, this is my life, this
she
is my
career.
She sold
herself this
That's
way.
Her. That was her
You're
marketing campaign.
Right.
That girl's fat.
So we got to pay attention when her stock drops. Look,
it was
a
fat sentence.
Fat woman?
If Matthew McConaughey suddenly put on 40 pounds...
The famously and was, shirtless
and
man.
And was surfing with man boobs.
Right.
We'd never stop talking about it.
That's true.
It's all about how you market.
Okay, that wins.
Often it does. And who'd have thought, you got to give the guy credit. Who'd have thought that Paul McCartney playing at Coachella would be a big story?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, people are excited about him headlining at Coachella.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting because today is the 40th anniversary of the Beatles playing on that rooftop. Have you ever seen that famous footage where they're playing Get Back, the famous song Get Back on top of the roof in London and stops traffic and the cops come up and throw them off the roof and everything? You too sort of did an homage to it in that video. That's what they're sort of referencing in their video. But 40 years ago, they were all four of them on the rooftop for the last time they ever played live in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then here he is. In Coachella, you got to give the guy points for longevity.
Oh, no question about that.
I will tell you that, of course, he's a legend. There'll be a lot of people who have never seen him before, and that's part of the draw. And I like this album that he's got out right now as the Fireman. But beyond that, I don't think he's done a good song in 20 years.
It's been a long time. He writes crap.
Yeah,
I agree, but I'm saying just on points of keeping the world's interest,
right?
Got to hand it to the guy.
Yeah. Ruff brings that up because Coachella, Friday, April 17th, he's headlining Paul McCartney.
And you can think of very few artists who were really popular in the 60s,
of course,
who would have any relevance or any interest for anyone at all to perform at Coachella, right? You're not going to see Chad and Jeremy on the lineup. That's all I'm saying. You're not going to see the Beach Boys stop by.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's interesting. Today's celebrity birthdays, Wilder Valderrama, who of course played the popular candy dispenser Pez on That 70s Show. He is 29 years old today.
It's Fez.
Josh Kelly, singer, songwriter, is 29 years old today. Phil Collins. See, Phil Collins isn't playing at Coachella.
That's true.
No, he's not. He's 58 years old today. Dick Cheney celebrates his 68th birthday. Actress Vanessa Redgrave is 72. Gene Hackman, one of my favorite all-time actors, is 79 years old today. I don't get to do my Gene Hackman very often. So I'm going to give you a little taste.
Okay.
Lowe's. Let's do something together.
His commercial?
Yeah,
that's what you do?
I was thinking of him when I hear those Lowe's commercials. And Christian Bale.
He stepped aside
stepped away
so
from
Kevin
me.
Wouldn't punch you.
So I couldn't
get smacked. who, of course, is movies Batman and also
Batman, bitches.
American Psycho, Empire of the Sun, has had a long career for a 35-year-old dude. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That ended. And so,
and here you are.
So what needs to happen is we need to go ahead and you know, get on the air and start talking.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Siciliano, one of our favorite sports reporters, live from Tampa, talking about Super Bowl XLIII coming up later on this morning on the Kevin Abid Show. And of course, the big news today, Coachella has been announced. You can find all those details at KROQ.com. Tickets go on sale this morning at 9 o'clock. Ralph is in and seems a little ticked off about something here this morning.
Yeah. Been a while since we've done a Ralph's rant.
Been a little while since I've had to, but now I've had an ass full.
I think it's time.
One man, one quest.
One cup.
He doesn't sleep until corruption and deceit is brought one to the jar. Forefront.
Sorry.
His crusade is to make right on all that is wrong in the world. A fighter for injustice. He will avenge us all. His name, Ralph Garman, and this is Ralph's Rant.
You may not be able to tell it now, but there was a day where I used to be a pretty angry guy.
No, you have gotten it completely under control as of late.
I mean, you guys didn't know me when I was really sort of the angry young man, you know.
Wow.
The past couple of years, I've been so mellow.
Sure.
But yeah, once in a while, I get my hackles raised. Once in a while, I get my ire up.
I don't know what hackles are, but...
I don't either, but I know
they're next to the ire.
Next to the ire, okay.
But the same, if you go down to Home Depot, same aisle. You got hackles on one side, ire on the other.
Right.
But this group has been in the news quite a bit lately. This organization, PETA, for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have had an ass full of PETA. And
ass full of PETA, by the way, has also been added to
just been
Coachella.
Added. And if you're a PETA member or you're a PETA enthusiast or you're a PETA apologist, feel free to call in if you feel you have something to say. And this is not even about their message, which is the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is the acronym. And I like animals. I think animals are swell. I don't probably endow them with the rights and the liberties that this particular group would like to. We may differ in that area.
Sure.
But I have no problem with them having that position and them feeling passionately about them. What I've got an ass full now is them, A, treating themselves like they're some sort of victim, and B, their tactics.
Yeah.
Now, they've been in the news this week because they had a Super Bowl ad that was turned down by the Super Bowl and the NFL. That they're not going to air their ad of a bunch of scantily clad women humping vegetables. They're not going to put that on television. Here's a little news piece regarding that commercial.
NBC has put the kibosh on PETA's sexy new ad designed to promote a vegetarian lifestyle. The commercial, created by the animal rights group to air specifically during the Super Bowl, cites a study that concludes vegetarians have better sex and attempts to illustrate it. A little too graphically, says NBC, who sent the commercial back to PETA asking for changes, saying the ad, quote, depicts a level of sexuality exceeding our standards. But PETA has decided to leave the clip as is and sit out this Super Bowl, saying PETA's veggie ads are locked out, while ads for fried chicken and burgers are allowed, even though these foods make Americans fat, sick, and boring in bed.
Why is she yelling at me?
I don't know why she's yelling.
That's a whole different topic as how bad that woman was.
But PETA's saying, no, this is our commercial. It's locked in. And you're not accepting us because we don't have burgers and fast food, because we're saying vegetables are good. No, NBC told you they're not going to put your stupid ad on the air. First of all, because it's retarded, because a hot woman's licking a pumpkin makes no goddamn sense.
It's pretty hot, kind of.
But they told you it's too sexy for us. We're not comfortable with it. Change it. And no, we're not changing it. And you won't we're locked out. You locked us out. No, they told you to change it. That's how television works. Sometimes you got to change crap.
Yeah, the truth is, if the fried chicken commercial was equally sexually explicit, it would have been rejected as well.
If it was a hot girl in a bikini riding a chicken bone, they would say, no, we can't put that either, Popeyes. Sorry, you got to change it. So they're not locking you out. You're not a victim, okay? You raise all kinds of money, you have all kinds of celebrity endorsements. You're no victim. And your techniques, now, I have such an ass full of this. Now what they're doing is they're going on Hollywood Boulevard to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And they're defacing stars on the Walk of Fame for people they don't like because they wear fur.
Yeah.
So they go to Sharon Stone's star, they go to the Olsen Twins' star, and they write fur hags on it, and they're defacing public property now. Now, this isn't a long line of this kind of BS that they pull. They've been throwing fake blood on people for years. This is assault. These people are terrorists. And I've had an ass full of this behavior. Look, you're entitled to be passionate about your belief. I'm sure the American Cancer Society doesn't like smokers, but they don't go throwing tar on them outside on a red carpet.
That's true.
This behavior has to stop, and I think they're always complaining about how they are picked on and they're locked out and, oh, they don't get the same opportunities. They are getting more latitude with this crap than the average person who is passionate about their beliefs would be.
What? By the way, we are going to take some calls if you have thoughts on this, particularly if you're a Peter enthusiast or a supporter. You can call us at 1-800-520-1067. What happens to these people, Ralph, that do throw the fake blood on the celebrities on the red carpet? Do they get arrested? I mean, it does seem like that would be some sort of attack or assault charge.
I've never heard any cases where they have been. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. But the fact that this organization condones this sort of behavior is part of the bigger problem, I think.
Ralph, in their defense, Sharon Stone has a star. Really?
That's a good point, but that's a whole
other issue.
That's a whole other issue.
They should crap on it instead of write on it.
I mean, they're not chiseling it out and carrying it away. That I can understand.
I would pay for that.
But by defacing it, and you know, you guys make fun of it, but I like the Walk of Fame. I think it's a cool thing for celebrities to be able to come, for tourists to be able to come and look at the celebrity stars and everything. And Hollywood has enough crap going on with graffiti and crap like that they don't need to add to it. I think it is total BS. And you have to understand, if you empathize with PETA in any way, that there's no way that these people are doing themselves any favor for their cause by behaving like this. The only way that you can convince someone to your side of an argument, usually, if it's a rational person, is with some sort of rational, impassioned presentation of your ideas. This does not make me want to say, oh, they threw fake blood on people, they're graffitiing the sidewalks. I got to look into this group. I want to join. It's like saying after 9/11, hey, those Muslims have a good thing going on. They seem like a really cool bunch. I'm going to look into the Quran and maybe, go face Mecca. You're not increasing your membership with rational people, at least, by behaving like this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think, though, Ralph, I agree with you, by the way, but I do think that there are those within PETA who think that we wouldn't be talking about, and thousands of other media outlets around the world would not be talking about their organization at all if they just had a respectful, responsible, adult campaign going on.
That's possible, Bean, but they also aren't accomplishing what they want, which is for people to treat animals better. I think they're
not winning anyone over to their side with this behavior.
They have a good cause, and they're doing themselves harm, I think, with the way they do it.
I think, Ralph, you need to calm down a little bit and have yourself a delicious sea kitten and chips meal,
and
you'll feel a lot better.
Don't get me started with the sea kittens. This week they come out and say that they want to change the word fish. They want to retire the name fish because people think of it as a slithery and slimy animal. They want to start using the phrase sea kitten. So people will think of fish as cuddly animals and not eat them. F you, PETA!
So people
with
will
your
stop,
sea kittens.
People will stop eating fish if you call it a sea kitten.
Right, because no one would eat a kitten, Kevin. See?
Right.
Although PETA's behavior makes me want to start eating kittens.
I thought you were going to say it makes you want to start eating fish, but you're going right for
kittens. No, I want to start eating kittens. I want to call them land fish. I want to call them fur fish. Fishy fur.
What do you mean? Fishy fur.
Noob. Come on.
Noob. All right. I want this to happen. I think now that we should go to PETA demonstrations, wherever they are, and start throwing bacon grease on them. Like they throw fake blood on people. We should start throwing bacon grease on them. Not hot, bacon grease. Well, okay, not scalding bacon grease.
Right, hot.
But hot. They should feel it. It should leave a mark. And then this way they can understand how ridiculous their tactics are.
Let's talk to Johnny real quick in Los Angeles. He's on line 5. I think he's from PETA, although it's spelled P-I-T-A here, so he may just be an Italian food enthusiast. I'm not sure what's going on.
He's got one of those pocket breads. He's making a sandwich.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny Malone here. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you fellas real quick about PETA and all the good things we do. Now, I was assistant director in charge of
the... What the hell is going on here?
Is he for real?
What kind of voice? Hey, talk to us like a regular person.
I think you're just joking around, right?
Well, of course not.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call.
We don't have time for your shtick, Johnny.
What that was.
Let's try a line 2, a call from Eagle Rock with no name, talking about the Super Bowl ad that's been banned because PETA is unfairly treated, Ralph.
And they've been locked out by NBC. Locked out!
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, hi. I object to Ralph's position here. My wife loves having sex with vegetables, and I find it just outrageous that he's against that.
That's why she married you, sir.
What we can do in our bedroom. What kind of a guy is this? This is a guy who last year was for orgies, and this year he's against a little sex with vegetables?
You may be missing my point, sir.
Don't really enjoy themselves?
Yeah, you might be missing the action.
Did your wife ever find that pumpkin, sir?
Did somebody think we were holding auditions for Last Comic Standing? Is that what this phone calls are about? Because I'm very confused.
Well, see, this is indefensible. This is indefensible. Right-thinking people realize that regardless of their point of view, you can't defend this kind of behavior. This group has been getting away with this crap for way too long.
It's the same kind of thing as when you go to a sporting event and the preachers are out there and they start screaming in your face that you're going to hell. I don't think they get their point across to one single person. Not one. That's what PETA does, is they have a great cause, but they turn people away from
them. The only people this kind of behavior attracts is other lunatic fringe members. The people who are on the outside already looking for a way to get riled up and to engage in this sort of extreme behavior. That's the kind of person that attracts. And if PETA is looking for that audience, well, then they've accomplished it. But I'm tired of them crying foul about how they're treated when they treat other people and other points of view so disrespectfully.
So stop it, PETA, is the message of today's show.
And eat a kitten.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 26 minutes after 6.
I'd pay you $20 if you didn't put that visual in my mind right before that record.
Yeah, sorry. Me too.
Coachella details announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. All the details at KROQ.com. First, though, let's talk about our friend Beer Mug.
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions.
And by participated, we mean lost.
Lost, yeah.
Made no progress whatsoever toward the record. But he is on the other side of the food today because he's giving it away for free. Beer Mug in location at the Del Taco location in Culver City at 3705 South Robertson. Do I have this right? People just show up and get free food, Mug? What's that about?
Hi, guys. Can I take your order? Yes, that is correct.
Wow. You're running the drive through.
Yeah, I'm in the drive through. Would you like a hot or mild? There you go.
He's not joking. He really is running the drive-thru, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mug, what's this all about?
Well, you guys remember my sticker campaign that I did like a month ago with Del Taco?
Yeah.
Well, I love Del Taco. I eat it almost every day. Great people that work here from top to bottom. But I think they like me a little too much. I'm now on their email list for part-time employment.
Well, you know, I guess you got to make ends meet, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Your phone is cutting just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. So you're.
Would you like beans on that? Okay, we're good.
So you're in Culver City, 3705 South Robertson.
Yes, that's where we are. I'm going to be here till 10 a.m. giving away the new Dell Breakfast Bowl.
Oh, what's involved in the Breakfast Bowl? What's that like?
We got scrambled eggs,
just weed,
hash brown sticks, jalapeno bacon, sour cream, cheddar cheese, chili sauce, and all the accoutrements.
Damn, for free. That's unbelievable.
And all they have to do is guys have to come through the drive-thru and flash you. Is that correct?
That's what you say, Kevin. That's what they'll do.
But only guys.
Oh, well, yes.
I don't know about that.
You have to do it, you guys.
Hey, first of all, Kevin's absolutely right. Guys, show Mug some junk on your way through the drive-thru at that location. But second of all, talk to your friends there who work the drive-thru all the time. They have to see crazy stuff. People have to do funny stuff when they go through the drive-thru all the time, don't they, Mug?
Yeah, well, I just hope I don't get anything thrown at me for the horrible service I'm about to give them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're not very smart, are you, mentioning that on the air? Boy, I sure do hope people don't throw stuff at me.
I do too, Mug.
I sure wouldn't like that very much.
All right. It sounds too good to be true, especially these days with this economy, but Del Taco is giving away free food at that location until 10 o'clock this morning, 3705 South Robertson in Culver City. Hey, and Beer Mug is in the drive-thru window. Guys, please show him your junk. What's the nearest cross street to that location on Robertson, Mug?
That would be Venice Boulevard.
Venice Boulevard. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be there till 10 o'clock. We might have time to check back with you later, but have fun out there. All right, dude?
Fantastic. Thank you. Please pull forward to the first window.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:37. We already we're on. We've already given out the information for Coachella, which is April 17, 18, and 19.
Yes.
And Paul McCartney is going to headline the Friday night with Morrissey and Franz Ferdinand. And then the Killers are going to headline Saturday night with Thievery Corporation and, I don't know, someone named Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
Who's filling in for Amy when she cancels? Do they say? Do they have that already lined up? Or?
And then Sunday, April 19th, The Cure is going to headline with the Yeah and My Bloody Valentine. I know there have been other people, including that dude that high-fived a blind guy, who have been on reading rumors for a long time, and a lot of them are wrong, but this is the accurate information. We just thought we'd wait until it was released so we could, you know, be accurate with it. So go to krock.com for the details. Tickets go on sale this morning at 9.
Why would Ryan Seacrest even enter the fray of talking about Coachella? Why would he be involved at all in something like that?
I think he sees himself as the middle of the entertainment world, and it all revolves around him.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, one thing new, and tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning through Ticketmaster. Again, all these details on the front page of krock.com. But one thing is new. If you're the type of person, I know a lot of you are, who want the festival option, they want to go and stay, you know, just camp out and stay all three-day weekend, they do have something new this year, which is 50% down, 50% on April 1st, which is great. So April 17, 18, and 19 at the Indio Polo Fields. Details at krock.com. Too bad we're out of time for what we were going to do here, because we're talking
about... I got to tell you... Something's gone wrong with Bean. I honestly think he had a stroke.
Yeah, there's some brain damage there.
There's some brain damage, right?
Some I don't know. He slept funny and blood didn't get to the part of his brain and now it's
all
dead.
Right.
Something.
In my defense, and I don't know what you have planned for me here, but in my defense, since Labor Day, I have not had 3 consecutive hours sleep.
Oh, that could do it.
Wow. And I don't know if, are you serious?
Well, because of the goddamn puppies. I mean, I don't know if that is maybe contributing, but I have been a little on edge lately. I will tell you that I'm not feeling like myself.
That doesn't help, I'll tell you that.
Bean's wife got 3 puppies, and they already had 3 dogs. So that made 6 with 3 puppies.
You're like that woman in Bellflower with the babies.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You just had octuplets, but you already had 6 kids at home.
Yes.
Well,
don't take the fertility drugs.
I'm not saying that I'm turning on my puppies because I love them all very much, but I will tell you that I have a calendar in the room where I see that they are 6 months old now, which means I only have 12 to 14 years until sweet death.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Bean is good at not letting it show. I really am. I'm starting to feel like Bean's infringing on my, you know, on my character that I've so carefully created. You know, the guy who jumbles the English
together.
Language. Right.
Sure.
That's a carefully crafted image that I have.
It is what you're known for.
Right. And all of a sudden, Bean seems to be wanting to get in on some of that action. I'm not sure why.
Bean.
We were just let me play some highlights.
All right.
This is Bean. We were talking about the video game that K-Rock is actually in. It's a driving game called Midnight Club L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Club Los Angeles. And here's Bean's question.
And now a moment with Bean.
A copy of Midnight Club, Los Angeles.
No wonder you love this game, Kevin. You get to drive 245 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I do not
I don't know what time of day they set the game in, but
midnight.
Think about it.
I mean, I'm thinking midnight.
Well, I guess.
Don't know what time of day that is, but.
I withdraw the question.
That was A Moment with Bean.
Okay, so you're saying maybe the tip-off to what time of day the game is played should have been in the title.
The first word of the title was midnight, and so
and
that was
maybe realized that.
That was a little baffling.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of a brain fart, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the day before, when were we talking to Elizabeth Banks?
The day before.
Day before. About the uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
My man Bean looks at her filmography or history and picks a movie that looks like it was a horror movie maybe 7 or 8 movies ago. Came out in 2006, but for her it was 7 or 8 movies ago. And he started asking her about that, and we couldn't figure out what the hell he was asking and why.
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
All right. So that was question
She's
one.
She's here promoting this new movie, and all Bean wants to talk about is a movie that we could now get on DVD, I guess.
My point was,
she's
a comedic actress. She's, you know, in role models and all these kinds of movies. 40-year-old virgin, I think. This is only her second ever horror movie, the movie that comes out this week. Her last horror movie was Slither. And I was just trying to.
You didn't say that part.
No, I didn't say it at all. Didn't make it at all clear to anyone who wasn't inside my head what I was trying to say. But just so you know where it was coming from, it wasn't just random and crazy. I was trying to decide or establish whether she was a victim in this movie or if she was a normal person.
But what I'm saying is, that's how I would ask that question. I'm saying you're stepping on my toes now, bitch.
You don't get it that your motives aren't suspect. It's your execution. Yes. We all know that you meant well.
Okay. Dean, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's
so we're
that's
still on the phone with Elizabeth Banks, who will probably never come on our show again.
No, we burned that bridge.
And Bean talks about seeing the commercial and how exciting it is.
Been seeing the commercials and it looks very exciting and very pulse pounding. But tell me about you as an actress.
It's very pulse pounding.
is that not an appropriate term?
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't
pulse
think so.
Pounding.
I mean, pulse pounding, isn't that for something that gets your adrenaline flowing? It's
your heart
scary,
pumping.
It's exciting. It's
I've never heard of pulse pounding.
Me neither.
That's what I was heading for.
So then Bean almost comes up with, I mean, this rivals me. I am going to have to get back on my game and make sure that I come with the goods. Because he's asking Elizabeth Banks about Liam Neeson.
This is Maggie Grace, actually.
Maggie Grace.
Okay, yes. This is Maggie Grace, and he's asking her about Liam Neeson and what it's like to work with him.
Sure.
Check this out.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Come on! Are you kidding me?
God.
That is almost the Ducks question, which was the best of all time.
What did it turn out being like to work with him so much? So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Really?
Man.
I had not heard that previously. That is strong.
That's so much worse than I remember.
We didn't say anything about it on the air because we were in the middle of an interview. We were running late, so I just marked it. And then
we didn't want to burn another interview with another hot chick.
Right. We can't turn off every hot chick with Bean's badness.
You should be really worried that
that's
someone
what I'm
is
saying.
Coming for your crown, dude.
I need to step it up.
Wow.
You need to get less sleep.
And then, so yesterday we were talking about Magnum P.I.
Oh, there can't be more. Come on.
Yesterday we were talking about Magnum P.I. Now, Bean is a student of television. He knows everything there is to know about television. Magnum P.I. was a P.I., a private investigator.
Loved Hawaii 5-0, may I say.
Yes.
Which took place in
same
Hawaii.
Same era, right?
Yes.
But I think my point
same
was...
Same island.
And I brought up that I've never seen Magnum P.I. That was the
right.
Which is bizarre.
Right. But then you ask this amazing question.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Tom Selleck. You probably know him best as Magnum P.I.
He is a detective. That's what he just
private
solves cases.
Magnum P.I. is the name of the show.
I don't know
where you could have guessed that he might have been a detective. I don't know where in your deductive reasoning you came up with that, Bean. But
I thought it was Magnum Philippine Islands. I didn't realize.
There's Magnum and there's P.I.
So he chases criminals or solves cases or what does he do?
No, oddly enough, he spends a lot of time gardening, Bean. It's called Magnum P.I., but really he just tends a big garden in Hawaii.
He solves cases, yes, Bean.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy does what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I could have withdrawn that question had I given it more thought.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What is happening with you?
Bean, I mean, period. Bean, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Come on, people. We may have a new champion.
I'm certainly a contender. I don't know if I win yet, but I'm certainly going for it.
For many years, I was the only player in the game. Welcome, Bean. Welcome.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Okay, we've heard it now.
It's like Bean doing an impression of you.
Right.
Yes. Like he's trying to mock you.
I can't tell. Is he mocking you?
No,
is he trying
I think he had a stroke.
We have heard the tape. It can now be retired and go into the bad Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, that's what happens with bad tape on this show, Bean. Yep, never gets played again, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
6:53, Coachella is announced. We had the details for you at 5:30 this morning. They're available for you right now at krock.com. Tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning for Coachella highlights, if you want to call them that, of last night's American Idol coming up. And a very interesting phone topic at the 7 o'clock hour that I think you're going to enjoy so much that involves Mike touching himself. All right. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
Yeah, in case you're in your car and can't get to a computer really quickly, headliners for Coachella Friday night. Paul McCartney is the closer. Pretty big. Morrissey, Franz Ferdinand.
I've seen the closer. He's not on that.
Oh, stop it. Saturday, the Killers are the headliners along with Amy Winehouse.
Right.
Sunday, The Cure with My Bloody Valentine. The Yeah, Yeah, Yeah is just a great, great lineup for Coachella this year. You can check it all out at krock.com. Speaking of Amy Winehouse, she's still down there at the bar in St. Lucia in the Caribbean.
I think she knows where she is.
Nope. Will she find a way to Coachella by April?
That's a great question, because she doesn't seem like she's in a hurry to leave, that's for sure.
However, apparently she is in love with her husband again.
I thought they broke up and were getting divorced and the whole deal.
Yes, but now she wants him back.
Oh.
But she's banging every guy in the islands.
Apparently neither of those guys at the resort were as good as Blake Fielder Civil.
Huh. Okay.
She has just changed her status on her Facebook page. If you go to Amy's page at Facebook.com, it reads, Amy is Mrs. Civil, WA7614. You see, that's Blake's prison number.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's truly in love.
That's a tribute.
Because she's now Mrs. WA7614.
Does he have a better drug hookup than the guy she's meeting in the Bahamas or something?
She's off drugs, Bean. How dare you?
Sorry.
Now she's just an alcoholic. There's a difference. Good luck, you crazy kids.
And put your top back on, by the way. It's getting scary. You can't even turn on your computer anymore without accidentally seeing naked pictures of Amy Winehouse.
Lindsay Lohan in the news. Have you seen the recent photos of her?
Bony Lindsay?
She is the anti-Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
She could eat.
Yeah.
Jessica found the weight that Lindsay lost.
Spencer.
There's a photo of her in Life and Style Weekly magazine, which shows her back, and her spine looks like it's trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming through her skin.
Yeah.
You know who her dad blames? Samantha Ronson.
Of course.
What did he do?
Her boyfriend?
Michael Lohan, Lindsay's dad, says he can't stand his daughter dating Samantha. And he says this is an effort to save her life because he thinks that nothing good has happened to Lindsay since Samantha entered her life. So now he is calling upon her fans to demand that Lindsay break up with her.
Is that how relationships work?
I think so. Dad usually has to go to a group of strangers and then ask them to tell his daughter what he would like his daughter to do. That's usually how most parents operate.
Okay.
I love lesbians.
So Michael is asking the fans of Lindsay Lohan to demand that she stops dating.
That's Samantha. Nice that he's decided all of her problems are Samantha's fault.
Right.
But come on.
You familiar with the Harris Poll people?
Yes.
Sure.
They are a pretty renowned pollsters, along with Gallup, I guess, would be the other big one.
Spearman Rhino as well.
It's a different kind of poll. Every year they do the America's top 10 favorite TV personality list. They poll Americans. You know how painful that can be.
Yeah.
You get polled. And they ask them, who's your favorite TV personality? Interesting list.
This is the people that they like. It's a likability factor thing?
This is America's favorite TV personalities. Okay. Yes, people that they can't live without on the box.
All right.
I can't imagine that that Oprah isn't, like, number one.
Oprah is not number one, Lisa.
She's not?
Little Miss Smarty Pants.
All right.
You know why? Fat.
You tell me.
Here's the top 10 favorite TV personalities in America, according to the Harris Poll. Number 10, Mark Harmon.
What?
From NCIS.
NCIS.
Look, it's like the number 3, number 4 show every week. Yeah. People have to love Mark Harmon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch that show, but he's a terrific actor. I've seen him on a lot of other things. I think he's very enjoyable.
I guess, but it just you know how no one in your world watches that show? That's one
no
of those
one
for
in
me.
Any
where,
of our world.
Yeah, just there's just my dad. It's the only guy we know.
Stephen Colbert of The Colbert Report.
Oh, I see that.
Fantastic. Number 9 on the list.
He's great.
Number 8, Steve Carell.
Great.
From The Office. Number 7, Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men.
Okay. Yeah.
Number 6, Jon Stewart from The Daily Show.
Yeah. Great.
Number 5, David Letterman.
Great.
Still, after all these years, one of the most entertaining shows on television.
It's a good list.
Lisa, number 4 is Oprah Winfrey.
Number 4?
Yes.
Okay.
My butt look big?
She's dropped to 4. Because most people can't see her all at once. You have to watch her in pieces because your eyes are not... They don't have enough scope of vision to take in her entire body.
Is she number 3 and number 4?
No, she's just number 4.
They're going to start shooting her show from a camera in space next year, Ralph, so that you can actually see her all again
at
one time.
She's going to be in IMAX next season, so you can actually see her all in one shot.
I'm so fat.
Ellen DeGeneres, number 3.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Number 2, and this warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Hugh Laurie.
Oh.
Hugh Laurie from House.
Oh, wow.
This is the second most popular TV personality in America.
But he's so cranky.
That? Yeah, he's really a dick, and
But people love him.
They
people
do.
Love a dick.
I've heard that.
I should have said that.
And number one, America's favorite TV personality this year, Jay Leno from The Tonight Show.
He's a fag. Oh,
stop it.
Can you believe that?
No.
No.
I don't like it.
No, I can't at all.
Yeah.
How's Jimmy Kimmel not on that list?
He should be.
Last year, Ellen DeGeneres was number one. She has dropped to three. And dropping out of the top 10 this year, Bill O'Reilly has dropped out.
He was likable?
He was in the top 10 last year. He was favorite. He wasn't likable. People,
oh, favorite.
Favorite,
okay.
TV personality. Not likable, but people that they love to watch. Homer Simpson has dropped out.
Oh, he's going to be very upset.
He's usually perennially in the top 10.
Yeah.
And Ray Romano has dropped out, which makes sense because he hasn't had a TV show in about 20 years.
I am shocked that Tim Allen is not on that list. He seems to be one of those guys that people are endlessly fascinated with.
He also hasn't been on television in a long time.
Right.
So
Jay Leno, number one.
Yeah.
That is weak.
I don't know anyone that watches him.
I don't either. And I think he's really bad on that show.
I haven't watched in a long time. But
the times I do catch him, I watch and say, how does this guy keep the Tonight
Show? He's uncomfortable to watch.
He is. He's only comfortable when he's doing his jokes, but he can't interview anyone. He has no interest in the guests he's talking to.
Right.
You constantly catch him reading the cue cards. It's a difficult show for me to watch. It's not enjoyable. Mm.
I have the same complaints that you're describing about Conan, by the way. The monologue is the best part of his show. His interviews are not good.
I agree.
He's way better than Jay, though.
Letterman and Jimmy, the only guys I get a sense when they're talking to people are actually talking to the people. They have some sort of interest in what they have to say.
Shatner's
awesome.
He is.
For pure talk show, for pure like question and answers, Shatner is the best talk show on television.
Isn't that something?
It is. It's weird. He's fascinated by the people he talks to.
Yeah.
And I think that part of what's great about Bill's show is he's not doing the celebrity push in a project route.
Right.
That's what makes it so fascinating. Is he's actually talking about things that are important and significant about the celebrity and their lives and their background and their minds.
And in defense of the other guys, he has an easier format, too, because it's him in a chair with a guy across from him in a chair with no studio audience. So you're not trying to entertain anybody who's watching.
Right.
You're just trying to, you know, to interview someone and get something out.
And he does it at Guantanamo Bay. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, he waterboards a lot of his guests, so they give up the answers.
Won't let him go until they tell him.
I hope he fails.
Why? He's good.
You know how Rush is.
And sad news for people who like naked celebrities. Jennifer Aniston has apparently turned down a $4 million offer from Playboy magazine to pose in the nude.
Wow.
Here's the deal.
I'll throw in an extra 20 if it'll help.
It's a 20 million?
Or just 20 bucks?
Oh, just 20 bucks.
20 bucks will push it right over the top.
Hey, look, for Bean, 20 bucks is like a million. For
it's
him
a
to
lot.
Part with a sawbuck,
yeah.
You're going to squeeze his head with a vise. The deal was $4 million up front, then bonuses for high sales in the magazine that could have added up to $10 million by the time it was all said and done.
Wow.
She has said no.
I want to see that.
I know.
We've seen some of that. There have been topless pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not that she's posed for.
You think
some
guy
catching it through a bush and she's on a boat somewhere.
Hey, that.
Through
take
the
it
bushes,
easy.
You know, shrubbery.
Oh.
She's never looked better, by the way.
Yeah, she's at the top of her game.
Time.
Yeah.
Now
you, this is when you want to capture her.
But she makes.
You want to catch her?
Capture her.
10, 20 million a year, doesn't she? I mean,
yeah.
For her, it's
money,
a lot
obviously.
Easier to turn down that kind of money.
Although, 10 mil just for a half an hour taking your shirt off.
I hear you.
She is hot.
By the way, it's an interesting thing in the story. They gave us a small list of other celebrities who have turned down Playboy.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Sarah Michelle Gellar was offered a big chunk of change. She said no.
Right.
Stacey Keibler from Dancing with the Stars said no. Yes. That's something I'd like to see.
Yeah. Let's go back and ask again.
Shania Twain has refused Hef's offer. Britney Spears has turned down Hef several times. And Lonnie Anderson said she'll never,
when?
She'll
how long
never
ago
get
that?
Naked for Playboy. I'm guessing they asked her during the WKRP, during the height of her celebrity.
Bam Anderson?
No. Lonnie Anderson.
Oh.
Very different.
Bam Anderson?
No. Lonnie Anderson, Leslie. Okay. Lonnie.
Bam Anderson?
Lonnie. I think Britney will eventually do it, guys.
Oh, sure. She'll be in porn.
But you know what? It's going to be not when we want to see her. It'll
That's
be
correct.
At the nadir of her career when she's in the valley and she needs some cash. And then,
I don't know that word, but...
It's the lowest of the
It'll
low.
Be when she shaves her head again, and that's not what anyone
yeah.
wants.
And doesn't shave the rest of her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you'll still have to look. There'll still be the fascination factor.
Of course you'll have.
Bam Anderson?
No. Leslie Nielsen, I'm going to kick your ass.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Gene Hackman is 79 years old today.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
Love those commercials.
You can't do any of his movie roles. He's been in 7,000 movies.
All right, a little something from Superman.
All right.
Lex Luthor, Superman, okay?
I call it kryptonite, Superman. Little souvenir from the home planet.
All right, welcome to Mooseport.
Ray Romano. This movie's going to be a bomb.
Vanessa Redgrave, 72 years old today. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is 68. Oh, it feels good to say former, doesn't it?
It does,
former
actually.
Vice President Dick Cheney.
I already miss him.
He's like Darth Vader.
68. Phil Collins is 58. Christian Bale.
Oh.
Yeah. Movies Batman and been a bunch of other feature films as well.
Terminator.
Soon to be in
Terminator.
Out.
Yeah,
in Terminator.
Can't wait for that.
Speaking of movies, Kevin, on your recommendation, I had some time to kill yesterday between appointments, and I stopped by the Grove and saw a movie. I caught Underworld, Rise of the Lycans.
You took my opinion on a movie?
Yeah, I know. Well, in this genre, I think you actually have some merit, because I know you like vampire movies.
I do.
Like
I do. Love.
And I thought this one was really, really good.
I did, too.
I like the first two Underworlds a lot, but this, I think, may have been my favorite of all three of them, even without the presence of Kate Beckinsale.
Wow.
But how hot is Rhona Mitra?
Way.
Insanely
way
sexy.
Yes.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah. DSL.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gets great internet.
Pint. I don't think we can say that part.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I'm pretty
I just
sure.
did. Came right out of my mouth.
Yeah, I know, but we had to get that out of the way.
Oh, not on the air. On the air, you mean.
Yeah.
I see. And Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show is 29 years old today. It's Friday, isn't it? Feels like a Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That could use a hey. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right about that.
Thank you.
There's a job in show business for you, Ralph, being in on the recording of everyone's albums and adding the hays at the end,
professional
I think.
Hayer.
We have so much going on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, not the least of which is the Coachella announcement that we broke out at the start of the show with. You can get all the details about Coachella and complete lineups and on-sale information, which is this morning at 9 o'clock. Go to krock.com. Also, we're giving away free food. Our friend Beer Mug is working the drive-through location at the Del Taco at Robertson and Venice is the closest intersection, 3705 South Robertson in Culver City. Go by till 10 o'clock and get their free breakfast bowl. And highlights from last night's American Idol. How about that?
This is the last... Last Bad Singer?
Last audition show.
Last of the Bads. It was a weird show last night. They were in New York and San Juan, Puerto Rico. They had both of those crammed into 1 hour last night, so they saw an awful lot of people. And I think about another 35 or so ended up getting through. But we start with a young lady named Atiola. She was at the very beginning of the program. And I know that there's been a consistent theme that we've been talking about while we've been doing highlights for American Idol about the women, the contestants who show up who believe that they are the total package. They've got it going on, and it's inconceivable to them that they're not going to get through. And here's Atiola to explain.
My name is Atiola Adigoke. I'm from Bronx, New York, and I'm 19 years old. Most of the time people compare me to Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige. I truly believe I'm going to be a superstar. I have the whole package. And I quit my job because I know I'm going to Hollywood.
That's how sure she is that she's going to get through Hollywood. She literally handed in her notice before the audition because,
no.
You know, when people compare you to Mariah Carey, obviously you're a great talent.
And
right?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige.
As good as her, too.
Not as good as Blige.
No, Mary J. Blige. Much better.
Let's hear how Atiola sounded in front of the judges.
We both share the same blood. We both have the same mind, and time, we have so much to share. No way.
By the way, until the no's, you had no idea what song she was trying to sing, right?
Still
don't.
No.
Still don't. She's doing "And I Am Telling You I Am Not Going," the song
Dream
that
Girls.
Was the powerhouse for Jennifer Hudson, who won the Oscar. That's what she's attempting to sing with this voice.
Darling, there's no way, no way. You
why is
cannot.
Mariah?
Thank you so much.
Did you actually deliver the resignation letter?
Yes, I did.
Why is what? Why is Mariah what?
Why is Mariah Carey trying out for the show? It seems like she's already got a career.
It's uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, she really did hand in her notice. But Atiola is not hearing the end of it because she will not leave the room. She insists on keeping singing.
Honestly, this is my passion.
I'm trying to help you here and get your job back.
Yeah.
I will even phone your boss back on your behalf.
Still terrible.
Adiola.
Still bad.
Don't
it gets worse, darling.
So basically what she does is she refuses to stop singing until they let her through to Hollywood.
Do they bring in security or something? What do they do? Because they're not going to let them sing forever, right?
They don't show that part. Eventually they do ask her to leave, but at least she takes their constructive advice in stride.
It's not me, but I am not giving up. I'm not going to give up.
I love that they're never going to give up.
Yep.
There's still going to be stars. And by the way, because they were in New York last night, there were an awful lot of those people who had the attitude that the judges, these judges who they obviously believe in, and that's why they show up, because they think their talent will be recognized. When they don't get put through, all of a sudden the judges are stupid.
Oh, sure.
Here's some more of those people.
I know that they're wrong.
And Jessica's not the only one with that sentiment.
I'm not giving up just because what they told me. I'm going to keep going for it no matter what. I don't care.
Yeah, they made a mistake. Huge mistake.
Like, whatever.
I believe they made a big mistake.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
If they don't know what they're doing, they ain't looking for no talent.
I mean, I had to, you know, and everything. I just, I don't know.
They don't like good singers in there, y'all.
They didn't like Simone.
That's garbage, man. That's
They don't know what they're doing, guys. They're not looking for good singers.
They don't want good singers.
I like when someone announces it. They don't like good singers in there, everyone. Is what everybody know. If you're a good singer, you're in trouble.
Might they well don't go like home. Those. They're not fans.
You notice that the women are crazier than the guys in these things?
Yes, it always absolutely.
The women are much more around the bend than the guys who audition for this thing.
I have never noticed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Here's a few of the choice talents that they had last night.
For the first time in history, it's going to start raining men.
Upside, inside out. Living la vida loca. Music is a world within itself with a language we all understand.
I don't know what the hell's going on with this person.
Step up.
Yeah, she was just slapping herself.
Next.
Stomp the yard? Is that what that was?
Yeah, there wasn't much singing going on there.
Wow.
All right. Here's a little taste of Jessica, which, by the way, I read it over the weekend. It's very good. she showed up last night. She, if I remember correctly, Ralph, this is the woman who flew down to Puerto Rico with like 9 friends and family members,
yes.
Made it a party,
yes.
And said that she has competed in 700 singing competitions. Okay,
and won.
How old is she?
Well, yeah, she was young. I mean, she's in her early 20s.
Yeah, 17, 18.
Here she is talking about her deep background as an entertainer.
Jessica, let me ask you, what happened in these 700 singing contests?
I won a lot of them. That's how I get my income. That's how I got my guitars. That's how I pay for my car. Things
wow.
Like that.
That's good. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing I Surrender by Celine Dion.
Good. Okay.
So, I mean, with 700 singing competitions... Clearly, the chick's got talent.
When
yeah.
somebody says that, though, you know mm-hmm. instantly they're crazy because nobody, there aren't that many singing competitions out there.
She's been doing it since she was 6 months old, she said.
Right, her whole life she's been doing it. Yeah. So let's hear how she sounds singing some Celine.
Because I'd surrender everything to feel the chance to live again. I'll reach to you. I know you can feel it too. I'll surrender.
Stop yelling at me.
So do we.
Needless to say, Jessica did not get
that. That's just not good.
At least I can understand why she thinks she's good.
Yes.
Because she's in the ballpark.
She's loud. She's in the ballpark.
She's loud. Yeah. She's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
There was a guy last night, and Simon, Kevin, hates comedy auditions, hates people who are goofing, hates the funny outfits, hates the people who come in with the props. He wants people to take this seriously.
Oh, stop it. It's just a freaking TV show.
A guy last night named, he called himself Norman. It wasn't even his name, but he showed up in a shiny shirt tucked into his tiny little shorts.
Yes.
And he had a headband on and big goofy glasses and everything. And he and Simon were just going back and forth at all times. And I thought this actually ended up being a pretty funny comeback, which I think won him favor with the judges.
Oh, you hurt me where you get kicked sometimes. That Whoa. Was very hard.
I would have thought you'd have quite liked that.
Whoa. You mean the way you like it when Seacrest does it? Oh!
And by the way, the guy was a passable singer, but ended up winning the room over with personality. And am I wrong, Ralph? Didn't they end up letting
him
through?
They put him through.
They put that dude through because he was so entertaining. Because he was, I mean, I don't think he's going to last past week one next week.
What is Randy doing in the background with his, whoa!
By the way, no one has ever eaten their way through a lap band procedure more than Randy Jackson. Yes. By the way. Yes.
He's fat again?
I don't know how many bands they put on his stomach, but it wasn't enough. He is bigger than he was before he lost his weight. It's great.
Yeah, he pretty much has put the weight back. Are you changing your mind on whether Kara is hot or not, by the way, Ralph? Because I think she looks
she's
great.
She's getting less attractive to me every week, this Kara,
really?
This fourth judge.
Because of her personality?
Her personality, and she's starting to look hard, and she's just not a winner.
Mm. Well, they are done with the open cattle call auditions. Hell Week begins next week.
By the way, quick thing about Kara, the fourth judge. They were in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and she complained that one of the singers had an accent.
Really?
Yeah. A little pronunciation problem. I can see an accent when you're singing. It sounds like, we're in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I think we're expecting to have a singer with an accent.
Otherwise, we just go to Omaha.
Yeah, otherwise, we go to Omaha.
Wow. That's last night's AI.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 727.
Go to KROQ.com for all the details on Coachella, just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Why the parental advice?
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
What's going on? Why the warning? What are we talking about here?
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised. The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Warning. The stunts and illusions performed on this program were designed and tested by a highly trained professional. These demonstrations are extremely dangerous and should not be attempted by anyone, anywhere, at any time.
It sounds like perhaps
these images may be too shocking for young children.
I'm sorry, what?
Does Psycho Mike have something that he needs to...
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
What's he talking about now?
Well, we were talking off the air about when you're young and you're starting to discover yourself.
Yes.
And you start to take care of yourself.
Okay. Sexy time. A little private sexy time.
The pathetic, lame nature of being a young guy is that you will use really anything. I mean, it doesn't even take much.
Right.
You could watch a commercial of with a nun on it, and you go, oh, man.
Saw some ankle. I saw some ankle.
I got to take care of business.
What does she have out of that habit?
Really. I mean, it's really pathetic.
Because you're young, and you don't really have access to the good stuff, so you're just scrounging for anything.
Whatever you can get.
Yeah.
And Lisa's right. You have access to very little, but also you couple that with the fact that you're so into it. Once you discover that process and how that works,
it's all you want to do.
Yeah.
If you have little children and you allow them to listen to the following conversation, you are a bad parent. A really bad parent. You are seriously f***ed up. You with your illegitimate kids and your bad judgment and whatnot.
So you're saying that once you discover if I do this, it makes that happen, then you look for as many opportunities as possible. And even today, even in 2009, even the kids that have the internet may not have the privacy or the time or be able to get away from their parents or whatever else. So sometimes they have to take what they can get is what you're saying.
Yeah. And it seems like a Sears catalog, you know, with a girl that's wearing overalls. Not really sexy at all, but you just go, yep, that's it. That's all I need.
Yep.
Exactly.
I do know that when I was, of course, I have no memory of anything before I was, you know, before five years ago. But I do know that there were some album covers that still are burned into my mind as having, you know, particularly hot chicks. I mean,
never mind.
No, that kid was a little young for me.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, in the right light, you know, you could make a Stevie Nicks appear hot or something like that if you really just tilted the record in the right direction.
No, Stevie Nicks. My Spank Bank is full of albums. Full.
What else besides?
There was the En Vogue, the band En Vogue.
They're pretty hot.
Yeah, a lot of hot black chicks. I used to take that CD cover into the bathroom with me. we don't need details.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to some
crazy,
music.
Crazy,
I'm
going
to go listen to the CD in the bathroom.
Crazy, Sexy, Cool from TLC.
Sure.
I use that a lot.
Of course.
Do you remember the animated movie Heavy Metal?
Yes.
I had a poster of that on my wall, and it was this like, chick in like a metal bikini, mm-hmm. and and this is a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Yeah,
riding like a big bird, like a big prehistoric bird. And I used to use that all the time.
Was it the bird?
To be the bird? I couldn't tell.
Oh my God.
All right, now we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We don't need the details of what you did because we all know that.
Yes.
That's understood.
We want to talk about the pathetic nature of guys when they're young.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't take much. I mean, we're not even talking Victoria's Secret catalog.
That's a given. I'll use that now.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. We're talking about the other
the
stuff.
The more pathetic, the better. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take one call from John first, then we'll take a quick break. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. None of you, as I said to your screener, none of you are old enough to know this, but back in the early 1960s, Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs used to be a hand done. They were like a very high class
comic book.
Really?
And my mom always kept hers in the bathroom.
You mean they weren't photos, they were hand-drawn?
Absolutely. These were all hand-drawn women who were showing what Fredericks of Hollywood was selling at that time.
I got you.
Wow. Everything that they sell now.
Wow.
And I have repeated this to many friends and said, boy, you know, that was me when I was, coming of age.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Isn't that hysterical? A drawing of Fredericks of Hollywood girls would be enough for you.
Yeah, not even a photo.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Right. He has good memories.
Thank you, John.
My mom had those cheesy kind of romance novels that you'd buy at the supermarket.
Absolutely.
I used to use those a lot.
With
like
covers.
Fabio, a painting of a Fabio.
Oh, you used to get turned on by Fabio a lot.
Dancing with a chick and her blouse falling off the top of her shoulder.
Sure. But that.
Shoulder.
Yeah. I just saw shoulder. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Some of the ones that are already on hold scare me, and that's why I'm excited about them.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
Here's what sucks, by the way. There's a new rating system with radio, and if you tune away, it actually hurts us. So when we play that for parents, and then they change the radio, and then we get worse ratings, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, what can we do?
What are you going to do?
Psycho Mike calls it the spank bank. I don't know how pleased I am with that. Our emailers are referring to it as young alone time. But we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. They were, on the surface, fairly innocuous. But that's all you had access to at the time when you needed some mental stimulation, shall we say.
Sure.
You had to use what you could get. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Rick in Van Nuys on line two. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rick, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you use?
I used a poster of China, the wrestler.
China?
Oh!
What?
That was the worst time of my life.
But is that before or after you came out of the closet?
That was before.
Oh, okay.
Could you see her penis in the photo that you were using?
No, just the top half. Just the top
half. Hi, Rick. Make
it
work.
Makes it
make it work, Rick. Look at me.
Thanks for the call. Let's try Joe in Long Beach. Joe is on line five this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joe. Welcome to the show. What'd you use?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you remember when you were a kid and your sister might have brought home one of those life-size Barbie heads that you would put makeup on and
yeah.
hair?
Yeah,
that was it right there. That did it for me.
A Barbie head doll.
It was beautiful.
Barbie doll head. Doll head, sorry.
Wow.
That's very different.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's very different. Do you still have one to this day, Joe?
No, unfortunately, I don't. She kept it. You know, I kept stealing it from her from time to time, but she'd come in the room and take it back.
Yeah.
I have one, awesome. Dude, if you want to borrow it.
Thank you for the call.
Let's go to Mike in Norwalk on line seven. Talk about a very popular magazine for you know, early teenagers. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, Kevin Bean, Ralph, Lisa May.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello. What'd you use?
Well, I used National Geographic.
Yeah. There you go. That's a standard. That's a classic right there.
Well, that was one of the few magazines that it was okay to have nudity in.
Yes.
It wasn't good nudity most of the time. It was, I mean,
well,
it was
what you could get.
Yeah.
It was African droopy boobs is all it was. But
good band.
But they were
boobs. They're playing Coachella, by the way, as well.
That was the first time I saw my first set of boobies, you know, either in the library or elementary school.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
All right. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call.
It was so disappointing because I used National Geographic a lot, too. And then by the time I got to high school, when girls started to really develop, and I was expecting all these girls to have boobs like I saw in National Geographic.
You're
pleasantly
surprised.
What's wrong with you, suburban girls?
All right, guys.
So small.
Give me line two, because Israel in Costa Mesa is going to blow your mind as perhaps the most creative masturbator in history.
Israel?
Yeah.
What'd you use?
I used to draw boobies on paper.
Oh, you would draw the picture for yourself and then use the drawing?
Yeah.
Wow.
You are good.
You were desperate.
That's something.
He had to make his own.
Wow.
I love Israel. He's very self-sufficient. I don't have any porn. I'll make my own.
Exactly.
Nicely done.
So resourceful.
I don't think I could draw that well. I think I would. It wouldn't work for me because it wouldn't look like that at all.
All right. Let's go to John in Anaheim, and he'll tell you why it really is the happiest place on earth. Hey, John. Welcome to the show. What happened?
12 years old, went to Disneyland with the family, took a picture with Snow White
mm-hmm.
and Cinderella, and they were hot.
Yeah.
So you had a picture of you standing with those two girls, and that's what you used?
Right in the middle. It was the best.
Did you talk to them? Yeah, Snow White. Yeah, you know you won it. That's right. Cinderella.
Let me give you the midget.
Get a load of this. Thank you for the call.
That's fantastic. All right, how about go ahead.
Yeah, let's do Ricky. That's a good call. Ricky and Azusa.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you use?
Well, my mom had these magazines that were for, like, women's in their 30s and 40s, and they had this ad that this lady was...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we can't say that. So you would use a magazine ad against breast cancer that teaches women how to do the self-test.
Yes.
And in your mind, you're thinking, I hope she's negative, right? I hope she doesn't have the cancer, because that would be a downer.
Well, of course.
I'm guessing he didn't think anything during the time.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
By the way, they still run those ads today. You still do see those in the magazine sometimes. Even in the, you know, entertainment weeklies and stuff like that, they'll have the picture with the girl's got, you know, the four fingers over an apple.
Speaking of magazine, one particularly pathetic one I used to use was those subscription tickets that are inside magazines, you know, that they fill them in.
For other magazines?
One I had one from the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Just a subscription ticket.
It wasn't the issue.
And it had a small picture of Nikki Taylor on it. I used to use that all the time.
What are you going
to
do? You have to do that. Eric in La Puente. Good morning.
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Eric's aware of something that I was not aware of. What is this?
Where's Waldo?
Well, how's that useful?
I was about 6 years old, and I was into cave women, and they had a page with cave women on it.
Okay, you were into cave women.
He was into cave women when he was fairly rare.
But Eric,
I was 6 years old.
Weren't the characters in the Where's Waldo book about 2 millimeters big?
Yeah, they were super tiny.
You can see a lot with the magnifying glass.
So the cave women in Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Let's go to Jose.
Let's take Jose La Habra. By the way, I'll tell you after. Go ahead, Jose. You're on the air.
Hi, Well, when I was younger, I took we went to a little family party, you know, and we didn't really know a lot of people. So we took a family picture, and there was this lady on there who I just thought was just gorgeous, like completely amazingly hot.
Right.
And, that did it for me, and it turned out a couple years later, I found out she was my aunt.
Oh.
Creepy.
She was your mom's sister?
She was, like, my mom's, like, cousin or something, like,
second cousin. Yeah. Wow. You know, when we were talking about this off the air yesterday, Jose, we were talking about last season of Weeds, where the teenage boy on that show managed to get a hold of a picture of his mom when she was young and had done a naked picture. He was using a photo of his own mom.
Yeah, that seemed all bad.
Yeah.
That was honked up.
Yeah. Should we go to Mike in Huntington Beach?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.com.
Come on.
Let's send Mike to nope.com.
How dare you?
Affirmative.com.
If Mike is voting for it, I know I shouldn't go. But Mike in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good.
Creeped out. How are you?
Doing fine. When I was 13 years old, I just started doing my thing, and I had this obsession with rummaging through my older sister. She's like 12 years older. Older sister's like lingerie drawer. I would go through there.
Your sister?
Stepsister or sister?
Stepsister. Stepsister.
Oh. Okay.
And I would rummage through her lingerie drawer when no one was around, and I would take my body pillow and I would dress it up, and I did my own little thing. You know what? When you're 13, you'll take anything you can, and I did that constantly.
Did she ever ask you why her underwear was in your room?
No, but you know what? I did get caught one time by my mom, and she literally just didn't say anything. She shut the door. Then literally that week, I had my dad talk to me about, hey, you're kind of experiencing.
You're growing up, getting older.
Yeah, your mom probably went crazy for a couple of years.
Yes, she did.
You made that happen. Oh, can we call your stepsister and tell her that?
Negative, but sure she knows now.
I certainly hope so.
When you're 13, though, a pillow with lingerie on it is like Megan Fox, you know?
That's a good point.
Best thing ever.
That is the mountaintop.
You have a business to run? California Bank and Trust has money to lend. Call for qualification details at 1-800-CALIFORNIA. That's 1-800-CALIFORNIA. California Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Maybe the California Bank should give the loan to California.
Oh, wait a minute.
Which is entirely out of money.
We got tons of money. We got so much money, we're encouraging people to have 14 children.
That's
what
right.
I heard. I heard they're suggesting people have 14 kids.
And we'll pay for it for life.
All right, 7:54. We'll tell you all about Coachella. The lineup is at krock.com, but we'll discuss coming up after the news at 8. First, Ralph is here with all the other showbiz news. What's happening?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I don't know if you guys saw this ad in last week, USA Today, actually, yesterday.
Nope.
Ah,
Snuggies threaten to take over the world.
Snuggies rock.
Snuggies rule.
No.
Yeah.
Snuggie.
This is the blanket with arms?
Sleeves, actually.
Sleeves, sorry.
If the blanket had arms, that'd be a really interesting product. Be,
yeah. But isn't that just a robe, Ralph? Isn't a blanket with arms or sleeves just a robe?
Well, apparently, Bean, 4 million people would beg to differ with you since they've sold 4 million Snuggies in 3 months.
No.
That's a lot.
How many slankets?
No slankets. Just Snuggies. Just saying.
No way.
If 4 million people are doing it, then a lot of people are doing it. That's all I'm saying.
No.
That's hard to argue with.
Yeah. I mentioned this week about the A-Team going to the big screen.
Sure.
I'm very excited. A little less excited now, though.
Why? Who's been announced?
This comes from listener Adam, who's got an inside track. He said, keep my name on the down low. Whoops. Sorry, Adam.
Maybe reread that.
But apparently producers are going aggressively after Denzel Washington for the role of Hannibal, leader of the A-Team.
That would be the George Peppard role?
That would be the George Peppard role, yeah.
Hmm. He seems What's like
wrong
he
with that? Pull
he
that
sounds
off.
Like he'd be fine.
He's a little too intense, I think. I hope this movie's more fun than that, you know?
More of a comedy than a...
Not a comedy, but just sort of a like Iron Man was. Sort of a, you know, an action film with a serious bent, but also with a sense of fun and humor about it. I think Denzel would bring a little too much gravitas.
What he doesn't strike you as
the role
fun?
Of Hannibal. Doesn't strike me as a lot of laughs at Denzel.
It's been fun since Malcolm X.
The small write-ups I've seen on this makes it seem like it's going to be more like Dark Knight. Like they're going to take what was more of a
fun, fun
show
in that.
And make it...
Well, that might be cool, too, though.
Seriously,
Garth. No, but we don't need...
They do it well.
We don't need a bunch of five grim guys trying to help people. Yeah, we don't need that. That's B.A.'s job. You know, we need Face being sort of funny and slick and the con man and everything. This reminds me of, I mentioned it before, are you watching that Leverage on TNT?
No.
It's very A-Team-esque. Sort of a tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of fun. A caper, like a caper show. Every week they have a different caper. They try to con somebody who, you know, usually it's some big wig who has screwed the little man somehow, and they stand up for him.
I haven't heard the word caper in a long time.
I love capers. Capers are some of my favorite things. And they're excellent on crackers.
Yes, they are.
I love the capers.
That is true.
Twisted Sister, frontman Dee Snider.
Good-looking man.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's only gotten better.
He looks like a young Sarah Jessica Parker. He's looking for you. If you're a freak.
Okay.
You may not know this, but Dee is actually a successful filmmaker. He made a movie called Strangeland, which was very popular with the horror community.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He created a character named Captain Howdy. Remember Captain Howdy in Strangeland?
No.
Anyway, they're doing the sequel called Strangeland Disciple. And he's putting out a national casting call for people who have had severe body modification.
All right.
And are into the fetish world. So if you got a ton of spikes through your body, or you know, you like to hang yourself from hooks, or you know, you got those giant wine corks in your earlobes, you know, those dudes. If you're that guy, they're looking for you for this movie. You can go to www.screentest.biz and get all the information if you want to be cast in Strangeland Disciple, the sequel to the popular Strangeman movie.
Rough.
Strangeland movie. Hey, Gene Simmons. Hey, Gene Simmons.
You mentioned
here,
putting spikes through your body.
Yes, I did.
It's me.
All right.
Speaking of putting spikes.
Thank you.
The lineup for the Grammy Awards keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. More performers have been added to the broadcast. You, too, apparently, will be performing at the Grammys.
Wow.
Hacks.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Why don't they get some talent?
Yeah.
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
They're nominated for a bunch.
They will be performing. Rihanna.
Not interested.
Ooh. Rihanna will be joining.
You're not
the,
down with that that Plant Krauss project, Ralph?
Nope. That was me.
Kevin?
Kevin?
No.
Plant Krauss.
I'm not.
Like something you grow in a hothouse.
That's a good record.
Kid Rock has also been added to the lineup.
Kid Rock.
So this means those four performers, Paul McCartney, Jonas Brothers, Kenny Chesney, Coldplay, Jennifer Hudson, Katy Perry, Radiohead, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Kanye West, all performing the telecast February the 8th on CBS.
Hmm. So. Sounds like a good show.
Sounds like it's the best Grammys in a long, long time.
We'll see.
Yay.
Liam Neeson is in the new movie, Taken.
Yes.
That's coming out. He was interviewed recently about his role and said he thinks this may be his last action movie.
What? That's what he's great at.
I know, he's great at that kind of stuff. Well, he's a great actor in general.
I think he's good in everything.
I mean, Schindler's List, not a lot of fight scenes for him, but a pretty good performance.
He doesn't really do a lot of action movies.
No, just the occasional. I mean, he was in Batman Begins, of course, as Ra's al Ghul.
Right.
Did a lot of physical stuff in that, but he says he thinks he's getting a little old to jump off rooftops. It's getting a little harder as he gets long in the tooth to do this kind of role.
Call Harrison Ford.
Yeah, well, that's what they brought up. They said, Harrison Ford's still making action films at 66. Do you see yourself doing that? He said he has no plans on fighting villains until he's nearly 70. He's looking to retire from that kind of
action. Remember when that douchebag was talking to Maggie Grace and was asking him about Liam Neeson?
Oh, that douchebag.
Yes.
I do remember that.
So you meet a guy like that as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Oh, my God.
What? What?
That happened.
I cannot defend it. I'm sorry.
Have you seen Joaquin Phoenix rapping?
Yep.
Unfortunately, yes. It is really not good. Are we supposed to believe this is real, that
he's
leaving acting?
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. I'm glad you bring that up, because he had announced that he was leaving acting and he was going to pursue a career in the music industry, specifically as a rapper.
Right.
So then we've seen a bunch of video of him on stage, falling off a stage.
In Vegas,
rapping
fat
and being
with
horrible.
A big beard.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, insiders are saying this whole thing may be a wacky scheme he has conjured up to pretend to be having a meltdown while his buddy Casey Affleck is capturing the whole thing on film for a mockumentary.
Oh, my God. Really?
So he may be having a laugh at our expense.
It's not funny, though.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, the movie may be.
Maybe.
I mean, if he plays like an overblown Hollywood arrogant, egotist who decides to parlay his acting career into a rap career, and he's horrible and he's falling off the stage and everything, from that end, if they do the film right, it could be funny.
Not interested.
But he is not letting on if that's the case. I mean, this is an inside rumor that's been flying around, but his representatives have been instructed to tell the news that he is serious about his future in hip-hop and insists that all those rumors are false. So we may not find out until the project's released if that's the case.
The problem is that
he's
bad enough that it's really hard to imagine that he's serious about it, because he's that bad.
Right.
Yeah. And, Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio getting rave reviews for their performances in Revolutionary Road. You may not know that the director of that film is Kate Winslet's husband, Sam Mendes. And people are asking him, as they do publicity for the film, what was it like for him to direct... I don't know if I can tell this story. Direct his wife making love to another man...
Right.
Realistically...
Right.
In the movie.
Right.
How awkward that must have been for him. He said it wasn't at all. He said his wife didn't get embarrassed when she was shooting her steamy scenes. And he didn't feel the least bit uncomfortable. He said, there were no boundaries. Leo could go anywhere, I said. And Kate will never get offended, and he knew that.
I guess it helps that the two of them, Leo and Kate, are very, very good friends, very close friends. So they got a certain level of comfort and trust when they make a film like this.
I can't help but reach back for my favorite saying, yeah, but still. Here's what... Sam Mendes said he said to Leonardo when they were starting the sex scenes.
Good thing you're not into girls.
What?
Allegedly.
Pick a hole. Any hole.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
No, come on. What? It wasn't like that. Yes.
What? Really?
Yes.
The scene, Ralph, if I'm remembering, is not that graphic, though, where they're, like, super naked and stuff in Revolutionary Road. It's like a kitchen scene on the countertop, right?
Right. But he was saying in terms of what leeway he was giving Leo, I guess that would be Leo way, to film the scene. Just go for it. Just go with whatever you think of. No issues. There's no holds barred. Just go for it.
No holds barred, apparently.
So, apparently Sam Mendes is pretty giving when it comes to being married to the leading lady.
It's time to face the hole.
That's a TV show.
Pick a hole, any hole, by the way, is Mike's family crest. If you look at their coat of arms, that's their family motto.
And they're playing for
all three of you fill the same hole. Congratulations.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Wilder Valderrama from That 70s Show is 29 years old today. Singer Josh Kelly, who is married to Katherine Heigl.
That guy. What do you need him for?
Come on. He is 29. Christian Bale is 35 years old today. Phil Collins turns 58. Dick Cheney, former vice president of these United States, turns 68. Vanessa Redgrave is 72. And actor, Oscar winner Gene Hackman turns 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Dean? Have you heard about the gigantic party on Sunday at Universal City Walk's Hard Rock Cafe? With Psycho Mike hosting, it's going to be the best for the big game.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing?
This is not Mike. A minute left in the
Kevin. But this is not Mike. It's got drink specials, and the shiny toy guns are playing, and Psycho Mike is hosting. I can't think of a better way to enjoy
the
game.
Who are you talking to?
The Kevin and Bean Afro line and all good listeners. All right, guys. Well, you should go there Sunday, Universal City Walk, Hard Rock Cafe, Psycho Mike hosting, big party with the shiny toy guns for the big game.
That doesn't sound very good.
Wow. Sounds like a big fan of yours calling in today, Mike. That's kind of weird. Big news this morning announced right at the start of the show in the 5 o'clock hour. And yes, we do actually come on that early here on the Kevin and Bean program. We announced the Coachella lineup is available to you April 17, 18, and 19. Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival at the Indio Polo Fields. Tickets go on sale. Well, how about at 9 o'clock this morning? How about 49 minutes from right now? They go on sale through Ticketmaster. You can, this year, there's something new. Festival goers have the option to purchase a 3-day festival ticket, including the on-site camping tickets, on a payment plan. There's a layaway for this option. So you can pay half now, the other half on April 1st is how they work it out. Of course, tickets are available for single-day packages as well. And, Kevin, pretty decent lineup, I think.
Yeah, people were giving us a hard time for kind of jerking them around because we weren't sure when the announcement was going to get made.
Right.
But basically, a show like this, if you've been out there, you know there are three tents and two stages, and there's people going on all hour of every day.
It's
there's a lot of bands.
Huge event.
And imagine how much paperwork is involved in lining up, you know, 80 bands or whatever it is.
And we could have come on and read you all of the rumors like Ryan Seacrest did and say that it was official, mm-hmm. when in reality it wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
But we figured we'd wait to hear from the people that actually booked it. So Paul McCartney, Morrissey, Franz Ferdinand is on Friday, April 17th, and 200 other bands. And then Saturday, April 18th, the Killers are going to play, and a woman by the name of Amy Winehouse.
What?
She was a popular star back in the 80s, mm-hmm. right? Amy Winehouse was the last time she made a record or toured.
Travis and DJ AM will be there, Henry Rollins. You know, they fill out the bill with a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sunday, April 19th, is The Cure, My Bloody Valentine, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, and a ton of others, including Public Enemy and all kinds of different things.
That's
so
great.
That's the thing. There's so many acts, and as Kevin said, a lot of them are going on at the same time. You need to go to krock.com and get the complete lineup, but we've barely scratched the surface of, you know, Las Vegas is going to be there, Jenny Lewis is going to be there, Atmosphere, Mike Mastodon is going to be there, Spearhead, The Hold Steady, who's a great, great, great live band, M. Warned, the Airborne Toxic event. I mean, it's tremendous.
But I'll tell you one of the things that's really cool about that is that you don't have to know who all those bands are. You go out there and there's five things going on at the same time. You can just wander around and go, wow, I like this. I don't know what it is.
It's a great way to discover
stuff. It really
is.
Yeah. It's really fun.
There's always something every year that people, that pricks up people's ears and they go, really? And this year, it's got to be Paul McCartney. You don't see a guy like Paul McCartney on a show, an outdoor show in the desert with bands like this every day. And we thought it's kind of neat that he's coming to town, but what's it like for Paul? So we've got the former Beatle himself on the phone with us back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Good morning, Sir Paul.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did someone laugh there in the background?
Yeah, it's Omar.
You got a friend named Omar there?
Yeah, he was the fifth Beatle.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. How about that? So, Paul, what's going on with you? You're in your 60s now, and you've got this fireman alter ego, you and DJ Youth. You've got this record out, and now you're playing Coachella. Are you searching for your own youth? What's happening?
No, it's great just to be, you know, to keep being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And just give me an opportunity to get out there in front of people and play some of the new music.
Now,
You know, do some of the old stuff for the fans, too.
I was going to ask what the mix is going to be, because you do have the new CD out, Call Yourself the Fireman.
Yeah, we'll be doing some of the Fireman stuff,
okay.
But, you know, also we got to mix in some of the old things, too.
Sure.
You know, some of the Beatles hits and some of the Wings, because,
okay.
You know, I think people expect that a little bit.
Sure.
Well, sure, yeah.
And I'll be, doing some of my own solo hits, too.
Nope. Oh, no.
Oh, not the Dance Tonight song.
Everybody's gonna dance tonight.
Come on, Paul.
Everybody's gonna feel all right. Everybody's gonna dance around tonight.
Yeah.
Could you not do that? Yeah, but could you maybe not play that? Maybe you just leave that one off the set list that night?
Oh, it's a great song. It's a big hit.
Yeah, it's a great song that was written by a second grader.
Everyone loves it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll be doing all my new music.
Oh, no.
I've written one just about Coachella.
Oh, really?
We're going to be doing that. Yeah,
okay.
Very excited about performing there on
Friday
night.
What's that one most like?
I can do a little for you.
Okay, great.
Love it.
Everybody's going to be real hot. They'll be sweating and dripping snot.
Ew.
Everybody's going to be hot in Coachella on April 17th. That's my new song.
Have you finished that one?
Yeah, it's finished.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't seem to put the kind of effort into your lyrics maybe now as you used to, Paul.
Oh, that took me 6 months to write that one.
That did?
Yeah.
That's not worth it.
So are you going to – is it going to be a different show from you because you know that there are a lot of people there who are there to see, you know, the Crystal Method and the Ting Tings and bands like that that maybe don't even know or like your stuff?
Yeah, well, I think that's the great thing about Coachella is there's something there for everyone.
Right.
So people can listen to me. They can listen to Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm.
They can listen to anyone.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's a great chance to hear a lot of different kinds of music. And I'm excited about seeing a lot of the bands because I'm a big fan of a lot of the other, you know, musicians who are playing.
Is that right? Who are your fans?
Well, Amy Winehouse, I think, is great.
Sure.
I mean, I think she's going through a bit of a hard time, but I think, she, you know, she's a great performer.
Uh-huh.
I've written a song about Amy, actually. Yeah.
You have?
Can you? Do you have that?
this?
Amy does a lot of drugs. She's bisexual and munches rugs.
Oh!
Amy Winehouse has a lot of drugs.
That just doesn't sound like you're trying, Paul. It just sounds like you're...
It took me a year to write
that.
That
did not take you a year to write.
It took me a year.
It's not possible.
Yeah, with the firemen. Some policemen, too, and the milkman stopped by. He helped.
Yeah. Maybe you should just stick to the bigger Beatles hits,
and
stuff
Marcy,
like that.
Marcy's going to be there.
Morrissey
know.
Will be there.
Yeah, he's playing right before you. Right. Oh, another song.
Morrissey is really sad. I like his music. He's not half bad. Marcy was in the Smiths, and now he's a solo artist.
that last rhyme wasn't very
not good.
Wasn't smooth.
That's great.
Really?
I'm a Beatle.
Yeah, I know, but that's why maybe you should.
I'm a Beatle. I can write anything.
But maybe you should not throw everything out and think it's cool.
Wings too. A lot of hits with wings.
Sure.
Right.
I
but...
used to do this one. I'm a
well,
legend.
Listen, you've got like three and a half months or something like that. Maybe you could just go back to the drawing board, come up with some different material for that show at Coachella, maybe.
I'll see you all on April 17th. That's right, April 17th. I'll be in first night at Coachella, April 17th.
How long did that one take?
2 years.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. See, now you're good. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 25 minutes after 8, and it's Friday morning.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, three new movies coming out this weekend that may be of interest to you. Let's take a look at them, shall we? New in Town opens in theaters this weekend.
Yay!
Lisa.
Woo! Stop it.
Woo!
Really?
She's new in town. It's a
she
crazy
sure
town.
She sure is. Oh, you know
She's
what?
She's a city girl.
She
and
does.
People live in a
Lisa,
really cold,
she
cold
wears a
place.
Lot of high heels, and you know when you get to the snow, those
I
aren't
know.
Useful.
They're not practical.
That isn't good for you, wearing high heels in the snow. Renee Zellweger plays a Miami-based consultant who shipped out to a small town in Minnesota, don't you know?
Miami, Minnesota,
see
the difference?
Used
oh my
to the
God.
Heat, now is in the cold.
Yes.
How's
that
will
going?
She be able to stand it? Because no humans ever travel from a warm climate to a cold one. No wonder they made a film about it.
I would die myself.
Can you go now?
I might kill you now.
During the show? She runs into some folksy townspeople who have a lot of small town wisdom, I'll tell you that much. They are
sure.
better than the big city people. People who live in small towns are just better than us. They know more. They feel deeper.
They do.
They see further. They can have super hearing.
I didn't know
they're
they
better
saw
chefs.
Further.
Oh, they're better than us in every way.
All right.
And she meets a guy who's a bit of a thug, you know. He's a
tough guy.
Yeah. And,
but hot.
Exactly. Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think of macho, you cast Harry Connick Jr. This is a chick flick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they will be selling Mazingil at the concession
is that right?
stand.
Only.
All the theaters. That's all they have there. Can't get popcorn or anything. You just get tampons and douches.
I'm going with your wife.
Yes, you are. Here's a scene from New in Town. Frances Conroy, remember the mom from 6 Feet Under?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. She also stars
she
in this
great.
Film. She is showing Renee Zellweger around her new digs in town while she's there in her new work assignment. And I'll tell you, Renee sure is a fish out of water when it comes to living in Minnesota.
Mm.
Oh, good electric is still on. Heats LP tanks out back, furnaces and orange pipes are wrapped so you shouldn't get freeze-ups. Windows are too thin and there's a double layer of Owens Corning topside.
Wait, you just lost me.
No problem. What didn't you get?
Well, I understood that the electric is still on.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay, then I'll take it.
You want me to go over the fireplace?
No, I'm a city girl, but I know how to light a fire. Where's the switch?
Where's the switch for the fireplace?
See, because she's a city girl.
First of all, she has a hard time understanding that Minnesota accent, don't you know?
Right.
And then when it comes to lighting the fire, she wants to know where the switch is.
Well, of course she does. She's from Miami.
Oh, Lisa, what?
They don't have wood in Miami?
What city person could comprehend that
fires?
You have to light a fire with some sort of fire source?
That's true. That is completely foreign.
You live in a city. You forget that concept of fire that the cavemen invented millions of years ago.
Is clowning us to be funny. She's not really going to go see this movie.
Trust me, she's so
I will probably not go this weekend, but eventually I will get a girlfriend and I will see this movie.
She will be going. Here's what I'm looking forward to. The Uninvited also opens this weekend. Looks scary.
Yes, it does.
Looks scary. Elizabeth Banks stars, which is usually enough to get me in a movie theater. But in this particular film, she plays a woman who is dating the, was engaged rather, to the man. All right, let me try this again.
All right.
She is engaged to a man who has just lost his wife, right?
Right.
His wife died. Okay. She is that woman's former nurse.
So the question is, how did that woman die?
Exactly. And she's moving in on the family, and the two young teenage daughters of this dude have come to the realization that this woman has perhaps murdered their mother. That's a bad scene. How do you convince your dad that your new stepmom murdered your mom?
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad.
Here's a scene from Uninvited where Elizabeth Banks is dealing with Emily Browning's character, Anna, trying to retrieve the necklace that proves that she murdered her father, her mother.
What are you looking for, Anna? Is it these, or are you looking for these?
We know, Rachel. We know everything.
You caught me. I don't want to hurt you.
Wow, I don't know what's going on in that scene, but it sounds pretty good.
Strangely, a turn on. I don't know what happened there.
Hope they quit on cries.
This Elizabeth Banks, she was in Slither? She's the same one who was in Slither?
I can't remember what she did in Slither.
Me either. Wish we had a chance to ask her, but we don't.
What kind of stuff did she do in that movie?
Back then.
Do you guys know who you're dealing with back here? He's not going to.
I know.
Yeah. That's all right. We don't need it.
All right. She's been in a bunch of movies, by the way, Elizabeth Banks.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, she's great.
Yeah. A lot.
Seabiscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. A lot of movies.
Yep.
Slither's one Bean singles out for. And also opening this weekend, this has to be the movie, right? This has got to be the one we're looking forward to. Taken.
Oh, looks
Liam Neeson plays a former spy who has to rely on his old skills to save his daughter, Maggie Grace, who has been kidnapped by slave traders during her Paris vacation. I want to go just for the phone call that I've seen in the trailer of him telling those guys, look, you release my daughter now, this is over. But if you don't, I will find you and I will kill you. Liam Neeson is great when he takes on these roles. I love when he's intense. Here is that very scene I'm talking about. Liam Neeson talking to his daughter's kidnappers on the cell phone.
I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
No. Now it's on.
It is on.
Didn't. You have effed with the wrong former spy, bitches.
How is that movie coming out and Lisa is even considering going to see the Renee Zellweger film?
I can see two movies.
Because Squinty Face can't light a fire.
Never for lots in my life.
How can you resist that? The woman with puffy eyes can't light a fire.
It's going to be funny.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Liam Neeson. First of all, he saves his daughter, and then he saves a bunch of Jews by putting them on a list.
Different movie entirely.
The same movie. Wow. He's a spy who owns a factory, different. And then Ben Kingsley
that's a different movie
types
entirely.
Something up, that's he signs it, and I don't know.
That's not this
movie. It's
going to
be good. Mm-mm. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
And by the way, we made the announcement first thing this morning for Coachella. Tickets go on sale in 20 minutes, so you might want to check up on that. All the details are at krock.com.
And do you have the address handy of where our friend Beer Mug is giving away free breakfast bowls? Yeah, I know he's at a Del Taco location in Culver City until 10 o'clock this morning.
3705 South Robertson. He is working the drive through, and if you're a guy and you flash him, he will give you free food.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think everybody gets the free breakfast bowl, Kevin.
Dangle your junk through the window.
All right. Super Bowl Sunday is fast upon us. By the way, let me make sure I understand. Lingerie Bowl canceled.
Yes.
Puppy Bowl still going on,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
That's the update. Our friend Andrew Siciliano, of course, you know him and love him from the Red Zone on DirecTV, is in Tampa. He is going to be working an event at the Super Bowl for DirecTV that we'll talk about in a minute. And he joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, everybody. I cannot get the image of someone flashing their junk and then a burrito in my
That seems bad, right? Flash burrito. That's what they call it.
How's sunny Tampa?
You know what? It isn't sunny. It's overcast and ugly. It was sunny most of yesterday until around 4 in the afternoon, and then the heavens opened up, and it was downright biblical.
That's because God is crying because the Eagles aren't in the Super Bowl.
$20 in the tip jar. $20 in the tip jar right there.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot I'm not supposed to talk
about
them.
That's right. $20.
Ralph lost the bet. He's not allowed to mention that professional football team for Philadelphia. What's the weather supposed to be like for Sunday, Andrew?
For the weekend, guys, it is going to be good. It is going to be clear. It is going to be 60s. It will be okay. It's an open stadium. So if for some reason the weather does blow in and the field has been covered, so the field's fine now. But if for some reason there's an unforeseen storm that blows in, it could get ugly. But that's not in the forecast in any way whatsoever.
Now, Kevin has been to many, many, many Super Bowls, including at least a couple in Tampa. So he knows what it's like. But for folks who have never experienced it, Andrew, how crazy is it on a Super Bowl weekend in a town like that?
It's not this year because it is quiet, and I don't want to say it's empty, but comparatively speaking to other Super Bowls,
really?
Say it's like 60% capacity.
Because of the economy?
Because of the economy,
wow.
Because of the fact that, for example, there's no Playboy party this year. There is a Maxim party.
There is a Maxim party, okay.
There is a Maxim party. There is an EA party. That was last night. But a lot of the parties either canceled or totally scaled down. I mean, when you're laying people off and right, how do you justify spending a gazillion dollars on a party?
Yeah, right. usually in the 5 days surrounding the Super Bowl, there's like 30, 40 parties.
It's still a party town. It's still fun. But Ybor City, which is kind of like Tampa's Bourbon Street, for lack of a better description, last night was good, but it wasn't off-the-hook good. And usually by Thursday, you have people falling out of windows and passing out their own vomit in the street.
But DirecTV still having their stripper and coke-a-thon, right, Andrew?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's not, no, it's sand. It's
sand? Yeah, that'll burn.
The DirecTV Celebrity Beach Bowl, and a top might come off, hopefully. Maybe it will.
That's right. I forget you're doing the Beach Bowl. That's when hot chicks play football in the sand, right?
It's when we have Steve Young and Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, throwing passes to women that cannot catch passes, many of whom are hot, actually all of whom are hot, and often when they can't catch passes, the football hits them in the face. Kind of like a bad Japanese game show, but without the subtitles and the screen.
Wow. And when is that? When can we see that?
Okay, you can see that Saturday. Actually, tomorrow. I lost track of days. Tomorrow on the 101 exclusively on DirecTV, or if you do not, for some reason, have DirecTV and you slum it with something else, you can watch it on WGN, the superstation out of Chicago. We will be simulcast on that.
Okay.
It'll be yours truly and Dancing with the Stars, aficionado Warren Sapp on the play-by-play. Marie Menounos, our own Chris Myers from Fox and DirecTV doing sidelines. Phil Sims, James Brown doing the pregame from inside the NFL.
Are we still talking about the beach thing with the...
I swear to God, this is the Beach Bowl. We have all three Kardashians playing.
Oh.
It is just real.
Well, that's not fair to have Khloe playing because she's like a linebacker.
We might put her... Yeah, I mean, she might play lineman. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't,
yeah, she's huge.
Point fans. All three of them. Blake Lively will be playing. Very assorted playmates. Odette Yusman, it will be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And what are you doing? What are you doing during the Beach Bowl? I mean, are you going to be doing the are you the TV face of this event on DirecTV?
I will be doing the play-by-play, and I will be giving it absolutely the utmost level of respect.
I hope you do.
Sure. I mean, this is basically as big as the game on Sunday, and you want to make sure that's conveyed to the viewers.
We might have to play some clips of Andrew's play-by-play of this game next week, I think.
I like
that's
it.
A great idea. Yeah.
Oh, Khloe Kardashian, horse collars, Blake Lively.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Now, Andrew, let's talk about Sunday's game for just a second. You famously did not pick the Arizona Cardinals to go all the way to the big game, but they are, in fact, going to be there. How do you feel they match up with the Pittsburgh Steelers, making their seventh appearance in a Super Bowl?
I think Arizona matches up exceedingly well. I just think they match up very, 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 very well. And I think they have a better than 50-50 shot of winning this game. However, at the end, I still think Pittsburgh is the better team. They're the legacy team, and they're the team that has, week in, week out, sometimes with methods that are beyond description, found a way to win. And Arizona is a team that got hot. They're a very good team. But if you remember, week 16, they went to the snow in Foxborough and lost by 50. They quit in the first quarter. They just flat out quit.
But it was snowing.
After that, they went home. They were destroyed by Tavares Jackson and the Vikings. They're a good team, but I really think that with this week off, they come back to earth. They make it interesting, but I think Pittsburgh wins.
I tell you, I'd love to have Warner and Fitzgerald out there working for me if I'm a team owner. I mean, that it seems like you couldn't ask for two guys to get hotter at the best time ever than those two have been. But you're right. They've also had the week off, which could be a hiccup in their momentum.
It's always hard to carry momentum over for 2 weeks when you're going into a game.
Exactly. Like with the Beach Bowl last year. Blake Lively had a good game.
Right.
She looked good in the playoffs, but when they got to the Beach Bowl, she had a letdown.
I watched that whole thing again last night. That was so good.
Is the problem that the Beach Bowl has really overtaken the enthusiasm there in town, and a lot of people aren't even talking about the Super Bowl anymore?
It's palpable.
Yeah. Really. Do you feel bad for upstaging the NFL?
I do. Hmm. And they knocked on my door at 3 in the morning last night. They're trying to make our lives uncomfortable.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I can see that.
DirecTV's third annual Celebrity Beach Bowl is going to be on the 101 channel on DirecTV, or if you are lame and don't have DirecTV for some reason, you can catch it on WGN. That starts at 10:30 our time. Andrew, I don't know what your schedule's like with traveling and stuff, but maybe if you're around on Monday, maybe we can talk to you again.
Absolutely. I will be traveling, but I have a telephone, and telephones work well.
Fantastic. All right. We'll set that up, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Have fun, man.
Ralph joins us with our final look at the showbiz beat for a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Amy Winehouse needs to spend a little less time in the crib and a little more time at home. Because while she is
getting ready for Coachella,
partying on St. Lucia, the island of St. Lucia, or Lucia, depending on how you pronounce it, her home in London has been broken into.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody in the world knows she's not there.
That's true. It's better than your mail piling up on your front doorstep.
I guess.
In terms of letting burglars know where you are. Apparently, guitars and much music recording equipment has been stolen from the home.
Oh, she's not going to use any of that anymore.
That's true. The door was kicked in. Neighbors called the police, but the culprits were gone by the time they got there. No arrests have been made.
It'd be awesome if you lived next to Amy Winehouse.
Burglarized. No. Hope they didn't get the drugs. That's all she really cares about.
Yeah. By the way, listeners are emailing Ralph, and you're the Vegas guy. You're the guy who knows. Is there anywhere we can go to place money on whether Amy Winehouse will appear at Coachella or not? Will she actually make it?
I wonder if, probably not in Vegas, but maybe Bodog.com or one of those online betting sites. Sometimes they have pretty bizarre prop bets. Maybe we can find one on the internet somewhere.
Because the odds have got to be so against her showing up, right?
And by against, you mean guaranteed she's going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I hope she is, obviously, yeah. For, you know, the fans' perspective.
Christmas has come early for my man, Kevin Ryder.
How so?
Sony Pictures has announced today, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 in the works.
That's not a surprise. It's already made like $400 million.
In 2 weeks, it pulled in $64 million. It's expected to make over $100 million at the end of its run
in U.S. theaters.
Well, I mean, he is fat, Ralph.
He is fat.
I mean, you can't take away that Kevin James' character is fat in the movie.
Argue that he's fat.
I can't argue that. You have a point.
Fat's funny.
You have me there. Fat isn't always funny. Fat is funny.
Pretty much.
No, I beg to differ.
Pretty much all fat.
Some fat. Jessica Simpson, not funny.
Oprah,
not really funny.
Khloe Kardashian, not funny.
All funny.
Biggest Loser, not funny.
Not funny, hardly. That poor kid, that 18-year-old who's 700 pounds?
That's not funny.
Lightning.
But you'd go see him if he were in a movie, though, wouldn't you, Kevin?
Nobody's fatter than him. He's the most fat. How can he not be the funniest if funny is fat? Why isn't that suffering 18-year-old kid the funniest mother effer on the planet?
You have to use your fat for comedy.
Oh, you have to use it for good instead of evil?
Yes.
You're a loon. And bad news for those of us with penises.
Oh.
I'm out.
Yes, you are. Jennifer Aniston has turned down Playboy's offer to pose naked for the magazine.
Oh.
Story is that Hefner offered Jennifer Aniston $4 million.
A month.
That seems like a lot.
I think that's the most that he's ever offered anyone, if I'm not mistaken. Plus bonuses for high sales for the particular issue that she appeared in, which could have added up to
a total of $10 million for the session.
Probably would have.
Yeah, I can imagine they're probably the highest selling Playboy ever, right?
Sure.
You know what's interesting about this is I don't think it would hurt her career or reputation if she were to do it. It's not like there would be a negative stigma associated with it. People would look at it and go, yeah, whatever. That's cool.
I don't think so either. In fact, Hef said he got the idea for the layout from her cover on GQ, which is her nude wearing a tie. That's right. All she's wearing on the cover of that.
Oh, right. That was cute.
And
Hef
said to his staff, this looks like a cover of Playboy. This could be a Playboy cover with Jennifer Aniston inside. I'm very impressed by Jennifer. Is it just me, he added, or is Jennifer Aniston getting hotter?
She is.
She has been getting hotter, but she hasn't been getting any nakeder. So, sadly, we will not see Jennifer's Aniston.
Anytime soon?
I'm going to say something else. I'll probably couldn't say. You know, people take the fun out of this job sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Those people.
I know.
Yeah. Was that really her butt we saw in the breakup?
Or yes.
Was
that a body double? That was absolutely her ass.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Yeah.
She's got to do it.
She's going to bite it. Leave marks. Today's celebrity birthday is Gene Hackman, one of my favorite all-time actors. 79 years old. Did you ever see The Fresh Connection in French Connection 2? He plays Detective Popeye Doyle, New York hard-bitten New York cop.
I've seen the car chase.
Who am I talking to? I'm looking at Kevin. Why do I address these things to Kevin? What will I learn?
I saw it.
Many years.
He's seen it. Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Just great, great films. 79 years old today. Vanessa Redgrave is 72. Former Vice President Dick Cheney turns 68. I wonder how Dick celebrates his birthday.
Eating babies?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. He probably shot someone in the face today.
Sucking the blood of virgins. Next. Wearing a cloak. Musician Phil Collins is 58 years old today. Actor Christian Bale turns 35.
Take it easy, dude.
Singer Josh Kelly, also known as Mr. Katherine Heigl, he is 29. And Wilder Valderrama of That 70s Show turns 29 as well. Let's not forget, he also does that that show where people make fun of each other's mamas.
Yo Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yo
that's
Mama.
Right.
Yeah.
No other better show on TV than that one.
He's skyrocketing. He's 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with you.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our friend Andrew Siciliano for joining us again. The DirecTV 3rd Annual Celebrity Beach Bowl is going to be tomorrow on DirecTV Channel 101 starting at around 10:30. And speaking of Super Bowl weekend, Psycho Mike, you are going to be where on Sunday?
The Hard Rock Cafe.
Sorry.
Yay.
Wow.
That was loud.
A little loud.
Yeah.
Universal City Walk. Doors open at 1. It's going to be awesome. Shiny Toy Guns are going to play. And, I mean, I'm there. What?
Wow. Oh, that's a hell of a sell.
And still, you should go.
That's enough to keep me nowhere near City Walk.
Specials, food specials, Shiny Toy Guns.
You should lead with all of that.
You should really not go anywhere else. There's nowhere else to go.
I love the logic of K-Rock Quiz. Who doesn't watch a lot of football? Who doesn't drink or eat any meat? We got that guy Psycho Mike, right? Yeah, let's have him host our big game party. Yeah. Let's put him in charge.
Interesting choice.
It is a very interesting choice.
That is a good choice.
Yeah.
We will be back this afternoon, by the way, Kevin, in Cinco de la Tarde. So we'll see you again in just a few hours on K-Rock.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Just look at that puff.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
That's not pot.
This one seems to be about to quit.
So I thought maybe you could help me get some weed.
I need another hit.
Beautiful Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the latest from Shine. MGMT. Foo Fighters.
You got thrilled. Ahead.
That sounded good.
Roll another one.
You are high as a kite.
It's just like the other one.
Marijuana is just Nature's way of saying hi.
It seems to be about
hi. Are you high?
I don't have another cent.
I love.
What about that joint?
God damn it, I love pot.
Let's pass it around.
Marriage alone is bad.
Oh no!
You You guys okay? Are we still on the air?
I think.
We'll see you this afternoon at 5 on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
I don't see Nirvana on the bill. That would have impressed me. I would have been very impressed to see Nirvana playing Coachella, but they're not there. They're not playing.
Yeah, we made the announcement earlier this morning for Coachella, and we waited until we had the accurate list. We thought that was the way to go.
Yeah.
But certain people who host American Idol thought that it would be good to put out a fake list, and that didn't turn out so well. But, you know, we got your Paul McCartney on Friday. We got your Killers on Saturday. We got your Cure on Sunday. All the details are at krock.com. Tickets, by the way, went on sale this morning at 9 a.m. So they've already been on sale.
But
so
you can still get them.
Probably.
You can still get them, yeah. You go through Ticketmaster.com, of course, and all this information is at KROQ.com. There is something new this year. They have a layaway option. You can pay half now, half on April 1st, if you want to buy the three-day festival ticket package, including the on-site camping. Or, of course, you can just buy the individual tickets for the days that you like. There's 120 acts on the bill this year at Coachella. It is April 17, 18, and 19 at the Indio Polo Fields. Couple of names that everybody is talking about. The great Leonard Cohen, for instance, has not performed in the United States in over 15 years. He's going to be playing at Coachella on Friday night. Paul McCartney is headlining that night. Everybody's talking about Amy Winehouse is going to be there on Saturday night. Or is she? Let's catch up with the beautiful Amy Winehouse. Still, I think at St. Lucia, is that where you are in the Caribbean, Amy?
Yeah, that's where I am. How you doing, fellas?
We're good. We're looking for Amy.
Yeah, no. This is Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounds like a dude.
Yeah, no, you think that every time we talk. Sorry. I thought by now you'd recognize my voice.
Yeah, I apologize.
I couldn't get to the phone to answer this today. I was so busy because everyone is here talking about Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Everyone, they can't stop talking about it. People have stopped swimming here in the Caribbean.
It is a big
partying. Deal. They're just sitting quietly, murmuring Leonard Cohen's name over and
Amy,
over
Amy, I hear he hasn't played in the United States in 15 years.
That's why everyone's talking about him. All right. He is Leonard Cohen.
A beloved singer, songwriter, and people are very excited about
Leonard
that. But
Cohen
Amy,
is my accountant.
Let's talk about you for a minute, because we've been joking in the last few weeks, since it seems like you've moved to that island, that we don't know that you're ever going to come back. But now it sounds like you're going to be forced to, at least in April, to come to the United States.
No, I'm not coming to the United States in April.
Well, there's a signed contract that said...
No, I was listening to Ryan Seacrest, and he didn't even mention my name.
Well, that was...
It's not even the Coachella lineup.
That his was an inaccurate list. This is the accurate one.
What?
Yeah, his was wrong.
I get all my news from Ryan Seacrest.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, that's
a mistake. Yeah, that's how I
know. You're on the bill on Saturday night, April 18th, with the Killers and Thievery Corporation and a whole bunch of bands, and we want to make sure you're going to be there on Saturday.
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest, like women, I say no, no, no.
Is that a new song you're
That's
working on?
That's a new song I'm working on. I'll be playing it at Coachella.
Okay.
Huh. It sounds so much like rehab. It's weird. Are you in good enough shape to perform a full concert? Because all we know lately is we see pictures of you drinking and making out with kids on the beach.
Yeah, that's my training regimen.
That's your training?
That's how I get ready to perform. That's how I get inspired. By shagging anonymous blokes and drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
Okay. Hmm.
That gets me in shape to perform.
Are you physically going to be able to perform on the 18th of April? Do you write a song about that?
Will I get to Coachella? I say no, no, no. This doesn't look good.
Amy, why did you agree to do it if you don't think you're going to be healthy enough to appear?
Why did I say yes to Coachella? It was the do.
Ah, the money.
Well, that is the money.
You've got to be running out by now.
Money?
Yeah.
Well, I have to go do a concert. Yeah. I wouldn't perform if I didn't have to.
Right.
Uh-huh. I asked my husband for some money, but it turns out he's in prison.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of money there in prison.
No, they don't.
Mostly just anal rape.
Who is also playing on Saturday night, just ahead of the Fleet Foxes. I can't wait.
Do you like anal rape? I said no, no, no.
Well, I think we'd agree with that.
Yeah, I think we all do.
You're going to come back, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be strong, you're going to be dynamic and exciting, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 18th then.
No, no, no.
It is a K-Rock block party weekend. We got blocks from The Offspring and 3 Days Grace coming up. Plus, Ralph has the showbiz beat in just a few minutes. I think the Kevin and Bean Afro line is up and running, whether we're on the air or not, right? Yes.
323.
Don't take that again.
323-520-AFRO.
There may be some drinking going on before the Friday afternoon show, I think.
That's the number 24 hours a day. Anytime something pops into your head you want to respond to, for example...
Vajayjay.
Always topical.
Just a celebration.
All right.
We were talking on the morning show about Susan Sarandon at the award show.
Yes.
And how Ralph found her hot, and I think she hasn't been hot in a long, long time.
Yes. Well, and my point was that Susan Sarandon puts the SAG in SAG Awards, if you've seen what's going on with her boobs lately.
Hey, I saw Susan Sarandon at the awards. There was definitely some SAG. Get it?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Twittering, and some people want us to do it, and we didn't understand really why anyone would care what we're doing at that moment.
Yeah.
It just seems worthless.
Yeah.
And I think that has been borne out by the call.
Hey, guys, I agree with you. I don't think you need to Twitter at all. Do you know why? Because nobody gives a f- what you're doing.
I think that's pretty accurate.
We suspected that's the conclusion. That.
We came to, yeah. We did come to that same conclusion, yes. People sometimes are mean to Bean on these calls, and this guy just wants him to know that it's all right.
Hey, Bean, you get a lot of shit for people telling you to shut the f*** up and things like that, but I agree with them, so shut the f*** up.
Hey!
That wasn't what I thought it was. This is Bean, an impression of Bean while he's talking to Elizabeth Banks about a movie that she did 4 years ago.
Oh, I knew you were in the movie Slither. No. What did you do? What a dumbass.
A lot of Bean love today.
All right, no cussing week.
So, guys, I just read about that kid who started the No Cussing Club is getting death threats and violence threats. Boy, I hope they don't f*** him up.
Well played, my friend.
It's quite a delivery, isn't it? Bean has been obsessed for quite some time about a Channel 4 weather.
Alita Laresca?
Yeah. Alita Laresca. Oh, her bosom looks fantastic today. Bean, I hope you didn't miss it.
Yeah, Mike and I discussed that first thing this morning when we come in. That's our way of saying hi first thing in the morning is, have you seen what Alita's wearing today? She, am I lying, Mike? She was busting out of that top today.
Today was a particularly good day. Yeah.
I don't know how those buttons survived the strain. I really don't.
They were screaming for help.
They were.
Somebody release us. Paul Blart Mall Cop on its way to making, $100 million.
Kevin James is about as funny as me punching a baby. Come on, Kevin. That's the stupidest movie ever, and Kevin James... is a dumb, fat ass who's not funny.
And who is richer than any of us will ever be.
Based on his not being funny.
Yep, pretty much.
We are done with American Idol now that the bad singers are finished, because I really can't take it when it gets into the real singers.
Yeah.
Just sucks. There's no good music and all that, but this guy wants us to keep going forever.
Hey, I think I might have been a little unclear about this last time. Your American Idol segments are not funny. In fact, they found the only 20 people on the planet who have less talent than you two retards, and they put them all on the same show, and then you idiots go and replay it because maybe it'll be funnier the second or third or fourth time that it's not funny. Just stop. Please, just stop.
But where else on television can you get this?
Or make it live and live that you should be.
That needs to be shared.
I agree. I'm with you. The King of Mexico is our assistant producer here at K-Rock, and he's a trendsetter.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, everybody loves him.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I was calling for Dave, the King of Mexico. Anyways, Dave, I thought maybe, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I didn't know if maybe you had some rad date ideas. Maybe I could take my date to a romantic movie with Kristen Bell. Or a scary movie, so she'd want to sit all next to me, something with wolves. Or maybe, do you know, is there a movie where Kristen Bell gets chased by wolves? That would be rad. Anyways, give me a call.
It's like Dave himself called the Afro Line.
323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is a block party weekend. That's why two songs in a row from The Offspring.
I hope Paul McCartney does that one at Coachella. Oblada, oblada. Love that.
No, no,
song.
That's
why don't you get a job by The Offspring.
Life goes on. It's Cinco de la Tarde for a Friday afternoon here on the world-famous K-Rock, getting right back to the block party weekend with Nicole Alvarez in just a couple of minutes. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for the end of the week. What's going on?
Well, I hope someone can give Khloe Kardashian a shoulder to cry on.
Why? What is she?
It's going to have to be a big freaking shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian's brother you're talking about, right?
That is not a small woman.
You're saying she's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just fat. She's just big.
Big.
Yeah. She's not even that fat. She's just... Gura. It's like some monster movie creature. She has broken up with her NBA boyfriend, Rashad McCants. If you are too big for a basketball player, you are hosed. There's no place else to go.
She looks like a monster.
You should meet one of those those freaks from the Guinness Book, you know?
Yeah.
Like a 12-foot man. Always got him posing next to Mishu, the world's smallest man.
Right.
They always take those photos together. Or the fat twins on their motorbikes, you know, those guys. That's where she should go, to the where the freaks meet.
Circus.
That's where Khloe should go.
What are you saying?
Freak town.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
Khloe says on her blog, the last 7 months have been great. And we will definitely remain close friends.
Sure.
I sure will miss the big black...
Oh, my God.
You can't.
Come on.
She didn't say that, and you can't say that.
But you know she'll miss it.
Probably.
Yeah, she'll miss it.
Probably.
Those Kardashians love their black...
Yeah. All right, but you can't say that.
But they love it.
Okay, I'm not arguing.
You know we're on
the
air, right? But you know they love it, right?
Right. He has a point.
I do have a point.
We're not arguing with the point. We're saying you can't use the word...
But they love it.
Kevin, you can't say it either.
I'm trying to tell him what not to say.
Oh. I don't get it. I don't understand what you're saying.
All right.
Khloe will be appearing on the upcoming edition of Celebrity Apprentice with Dennis Rodman, who also has a giant black
Okay. All right. Still can't say it.
But it's true.
Not arguing with the point.
I'm just saying.
Right.
He's got one.
Right.
Jessica Simpson has another woman rallying to her defense after pictures of her being a big old fat ass of... caused a tabloid frenzy this week. It's everywhere, by the way.
It is, yeah.
It's like the biggest story ever.
Well, I know Obama had planned on working on the bailout this week, but now he's got to deal with this Jessica Simpson mess.
Now he's got to bail out her jeans. that needs a stimulus program. It's about to burst at the seams right there. Catherine Bach, who played the original Daisy Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard TV show. See the tie-in there?
And no one asked her about this, though. That didn't happen.
Entertainment Tonight.
Nope.
Took their cameras to
they didn't do that.
Catherine Bach's house and said, how do you feel about Jessica Simpson getting fat?
They're not that bad.
By the way, on a sidebar story, Entertainment Tonight officially out of stories.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
She said she thinks it's a shame that Jessica is being attacked for superficial reasons and thinks it's a bad message to send young girls that you have to be skinny to fit in. You got to be skinny to fit into those jeans, that's for sure. Because they're bursting at the seams.
They are having trouble.
With the amount of ass she has packed into them.
What are you saying about the jeans?
Look at how fat you are. You disgust me. Oik, oik, fatty.
I'm saying they are being stressed on a molecular level. That's what I'm saying about those jeans.
Look, here's the thing. All women don't need that message, but if she's going to make her living on being hot,
right.
If she's going to put herself out there and go, I'm hot,
right. Then you have to keep the quality of your product up.
Perhaps
what we're
stay
saying.
Hot.
That's kind of all she's got. Really.
That's all she has.
Right. She's got those boobs and that face and that body, and she's got to maintain her product.
Yes.
This wouldn't be any different than if Chris Martin all of a sudden started singing crappy. People
right.
would complain
right.
that he
right.
doesn't sing well like he used to. What's up?
If I open up a can of Campbell's tomato soup, something I've come to depend on as being consistent every time I drink it or eat it, rather.
Do you think people are unclear at this
point?
I
think
so. Okay.
Let's say I open up the can of Campbell's tomato soup, right?
Okay.
Expecting delicious, creamy tomato soup.
Right.
That I like to crush Ritz crackers up into after it's nice and piping hot.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
right.
for a delicious wintertime snack.
I think we got it, yeah.
And inside the can instead, I find a big black...
There's a lot of trouble with that.
I'm saying I would be disappointed, and that would be a big story.
That would suck.
Entertainment Tonight would go to Catherine Bach's house
they
and
would.
Say, what do you think about Ralph opening a big can of
Ralph, Catherine rhymes with fat black
All right. Okay. Still can't
say
that.
This is a disaster.
That's true.
Although, if that's what was in the Campbell's soup camp, then Khloe Kardashian would start buying it. I'll tell you that.
That's true. She would. And Britney Spears is moving into her new home. In Touch magazine says that she just recently bought a 10,000-square-foot home in Calabasas, California.
10,000 square feet.
Has 7 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. It's on an acre of land. Has a swimming pool, a private movie theater, and plenty of room for her boys to run around in. Brittany says there's so much room, she's hoping she'll never see the children again.
It's a good chance of that.
They'll get lost in the backyard, and then she's off the hook.
You don't want to be in that neighborhood, do you? You don't want to be...
Calabasas?
Any
neighborhood where Britney Spears moves in, you know there's going to be a ton of traffic and...
Everyone in
helicopters.
Paparazzi. Thank you.
And the ambulance is going to have to pick her up every 6 months or so and put her back in the booby hatch.
Yep. We got an email this morning from a listener who lives on the same block as that crazy woman who just had the octuplets. Mm-hmm. And she says it's just unbearable right now because there's nothing but, you know, media. They're just camped out in front of the house all the time.
And lastly, our prayers have been answered, boys. Seems like Tamara Brown is returning to television once again to appear in a brand new Carl's Jr. commercial. She, of course, is the amazing looking, sweet as pie blonde in the blue dress. In that commercial where the dude is supposed to take her out for a steak dinner and then wildly disappoints her by being such a loser. I would never do that to her. Never. There was a 15-second promo of her getting dressed for that date. They were sort of running a sort of a prequel commercial. They have since extended that into a full 30-second commercial featuring Tamara, and it will be airing here in Los Angeles during the Super Bowl for the pleasure of our eyes.
Everybody talks about the commercials. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that commercial wins.
Best commercial of the Super Bowl.
Don't need to hear anything else.
If you're unfamiliar with Tamara Brown, by the way, please go to Kerrek.com, Kevin Amin video section, and see the video of her appearance on our show last week. She and Ralph, pretty good-looking couple together, I got to be honest.
We did. We bonded. Yeah. And there's
you did. You look good together.
She left scared, be honest. She left scared.
She did not leave scared.
I'm telling you, she left scared.
Today's celebrity birthday is Wilder Valderrama from That 70s Show turns 29 years old today. Singer Josh Kelly, probably better known for marrying Katherine Heigl than he is his musical career.
Yeah.
I think poor guy.
29 years old today. Yeah, can you imagine being married to them? Christian Bale.
I'd like to identify the species
Someone
of that
Someone stop strangling
sound.
That cat.
What's happening?
What the hell was that? I thought you liked Christian Bale. He, of course, is the Dark Knight. And, you know, coincidentally, even though he's called the Dark Knight, mm-hmm. does not have a big black You'd think he would.
I don't think that's what it's referring to.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Charles Dutton from Rock. Remember that show? Charles Dutton?
Oh, sure.
He is sporting a You can tell by looking at him.
Ralph, you can't use that word.
Oh.
He killed a guy, right, Ralph?
Yeah.
He's the one who went away to prison for a long time.
That's how he got his series.
I don't think so.
Killed the guy who was the lead. Took over.
I don't think
Originally, the guy who was cast as Rock. Snuffed him.
That didn't happen.
Gilbert Gottfried was originally supposed to be Rock.
That's not true.
Oh, I'm Rock, and I have a large black family. And now, it's hard to be poor.
That was the little scene from the pilot.
You don't get a lot of call for that one, do you?
No, God bless Psycho Mike. Musician Phil Collins is 58 years old today. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is 68 years old today. Vanessa Redgrave turned 72, and actor Gene Hackman, Oscar winner. Gene Hackman turned 79. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you very much, Ralph. And again, a reminder to go to krock.com and get all the details on Coachella. It has been announced, and tickets are on sale now. This is Super Bowl weekend, of course. And Psycho Mike, you've got something for the KROQ listeners on Sunday.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? Have you heard about the gigantic party on Sunday at Universal City Walk's Hard Rock Cafe with Psycho Mike hosting? It's going to be the best for the big game.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing?
This is not Mike.
A minute left in the song, Kevin.
Okay. But this is not Mike. It's got drink specials, and the Shiny Toy Guns are playing, and Psycho Mike is hosting. I can't think of a better way to enjoy the game.
Who are you talking to?
The Kevin and Bean Afro line and all good listeners. All right, guys. Well, you should go there Sunday, Universal City Walk, Hard Rock Cafe, Psycho Mike hosting, big party with the Shiny Toy Guns for the big game.
That doesn't sound very good.
That caller, whoever that was, summed it up pretty well.
He did seem to be very excited about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The caller seemed to get more Mexican once he got on the phone for some reason.
Yeah,
well. Like a pretty white guy, and then when he got on the phone, he got a little more brown.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It will be a good place to go see the big game, and Psycho Mike will be there, and he will be hosting, and it will be good. So everyone go. Maybe even Kristen Bell will be there.
You never know which half of Mike is going to come out.
You know.
What about Monday morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show? How's that looking?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Good. Good time.
You don't have any information about Ryan Sheckler joining us or anything like that.
Ryan
right?
Sheckler's going to join us.
Details on K-Rock's World Tour 2009
World
destination
Tour
number two.
Yes, that's going to happen. 720.
Yep. Got a recap of the Super Bowl, of
Super
course.
Super Bowl recap, of course.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to be joining
TMZ.
Us.
My name is Harvey Levin, and I'm here to recruit you.
No, that's Harvey Milk.
Oh,
different. That's a movie. Yeah,
that's a mistake. We'll see everybody Monday. Have a great weekend. Nicole is next with 60 minutes commercial-free K-Rock music, including, well, as the Block Party weekend continues, how about three in a row from Incubus, also three from Weezer, Bad Religion, and more next on K-Rock.